Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Severe storms in both New York City and central Ohio. They came and went in a hurry. ABC's Jim Hickey says there's a lot of destruction.
They are gone.
Satellite dish is gone.
All gone.
Swings, porch swings are gone.
In central Ohio.
There was a red barn, and there's a house right in front of it next to the road, and it's not there any longer.
In New York City.
I thought it was the end of the world.
More severe weather.
It was just like a giant human car wash. Everything just started spinning.
The line of dinnertime storms sweeping through like a buzzsaw.
I just started screaming, there's a tornado. I'm in the middle of a tornado. It was just black.
And now, the cleanup. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Tornadoes very rare in New York City. The National Weather Service is investigating at least two deaths blamed on the storms in one small community in Ohio. There are numerous injuries. In Congress, a food safety bill with support from both parties is being blocked by a single senator.
With bipartisan support, the bill would require more frequent inspections of food producers and give the government the power to require recalls of tainted food. But Republican Tom Coburn is blocking Senate action. He says it would add to an already excessive deficit.
ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington. Elizabeth Warren has a new job setting up a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Warren is a well-known critic of Wall Street, the White House planning to announce her appointment today. David Hirschman of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce worries Warren will restrict consumer choice.
The issue is more, what will she do with these powers? If this is taking away choices from consumers and restricting credit in the marketplace, count us out.
In a White House blog this morning, Warren says the aim of the new bureau is to level the playing field for consumers when they deal with banks and financial firms, making it easier for people to understand the terms of their credit cards and monthly mortgage statements. This is ABC News.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Now hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $60 on a purchase of four, plus save more on BF Goodrich and Bridgestone Dueler tires after mail-in rebate. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
A new survey finds most small businesses are struggling because of a weak economy. But there are some bright areas. Consumers are cautious, but tech is an exception.
If you're in information technology, you know, technology services or products, you're probably doing pretty well.
That's Brian Hamilton, who runs the market research firm SageWorks.
As a culture, we continue to buy more and more technology stuff.
Medical services is another growing industry, and more people are getting trained for different jobs.
Technical and trade schools are actually growing.
But Hamilton says most industries are not. The results of research from SageWorks. A challenge to the iPad from a new tablet computer marketed by Samsung Electronics. Verizon, AT&T, and the other two major wireless providers will all carry the new Galaxy Tab. It has a 7-inch screen, smaller than the iPad, and it'll run Google's Android smartphone software. Richard Davies, ABC News.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At Cece's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless Cece's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. That makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to Cece's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Whew. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 74 degrees right now at the studios. Mid-90s for a high today, and warmer, muggier than it was when we started yesterday morning. And we'll have triple-digit heat indices once again as a result. We'll tell you more about that. But first, the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Today is the last of five Texas A&M forums collecting information to reduce spending to meet state-mandated budget cuts. President Bowen Lofton admits the title of today's focus, Operational Integrity, sounds a bit fuzzy.
We are concerned about how well we can maintain certain parts of our operation here. And I'll mention some in particular. Police, environmental health and safety, compliance, facilities dealt with, structures. How about people that clean the structures, people that cut our grass? Those are areas where we have to worry about our being able to keep going and keeping the place operational.
Lofton has used the forums as one way to generate comments regarding the university's greatest needs and best use of resources.
These are actually recorded and made available to you on the website about a day later. You can go to the website and look at this whole thing, and you can still send in the messages to our email address there to let us know your thoughts about anything that's happened, not just today, but in the past as well. This is not meant to be the only place and time you can actually make comments.
The email address to send comments is askthepresident@tamu.edu. Today's forum starts at 10:30 in Rudder 601. A website link to watch the forum live online is available through our website, WTAW.com. The same day, Habitat for Humanity introduced a new director in Bryan College Station. An arrest was made in the theft of more than $5,200 from the office last winter. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Habitat's new executive director, Tori Wolin, comes from 10 years in Washington, D.C., most recently with the National Federation of Families for Children's Mental Health and the Ethiopian Community Development Council. Following college, she worked for the Peace Corps in Kenya. The chairman of the local Habitat board, Peter Witt, says Wolin's background in organizational and fiscal management will help ensure Habitat's future. Last March, Habitat's former director reported to Bryan Police the agency office was a victim of a forgery. 6 months later, there's an arrest. 19-year-old Kelly Williams of College Station told investigators a friend gave her the checking account number and routing number of the financial institution belonging to Habitat. Habitat spokeswoman Abby Johnson says it was a case of identity theft, and their bank has reimbursed Habitat for most of the stolen money.
This individual has no affiliation with Habitat for Humanity whatsoever, as a staff member, volunteer, contract person, just no affiliation at all.
Williams, who also says she did not know she was stealing from Habitat, used various names to make over 20 payments on Habitat's account between November of last year and March of this year. Court records accuse Williams of crimes in seven cases. She's accused of taking money from the bank accounts of two other individuals. She's charged with two thefts, one involving over $1,500 of merchandise from the Buckle. And there's filing false police reports and racing on the highway. Williams is free on bond while all seven cases work their way through Brazos County District Court. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's another example that being observant and reporting a crime pays off. Wednesday night at a College Station coffee house, a woman who left her seat for a brief period had her laptop computer stolen. A witness told the victim he saw who picked it up. Rhonda Seaton with College Station Police says when they were notified, officers started toward the business and the area.
They'll start driving around, you know, the neighboring streets looking, you know, trying to find the person who's fled the scene. And that's what happened in this case. We had a good description. One of our officers was over in the area of Lincoln and Munson, which is quite a distance, but the suspect was on a bicycle.
Again, that's College Station PD's Rhonda Seaton. Officer stopped the man because the bike didn't have a light. The witness was taken to the scene, and he made a positive identification. Laptop was found about 100 yards from the stop. Police found the computer was still on the victim's Facebook page. The bicyclist, 31-year-old Ricky Malazzo of Bryan, was arrested for theft with two prior convictions. Officers also arrested Malazzo for possessing burglary tools and drug paraphernalia. More traffic reminders if you drive in Bryan from TxDOT tomorrow night. The Martin Luther King Old Reliance Bridge over the freeway will be closed, and freeway traffic will be diverted to allow the completion of a new bridge deck. Freeway traffic should return to normal by Sunday morning at 10. The bridge should reopen by Monday morning at 6. This is all in addition to working around lane and highway closures in the area of Briarcrest and the freeway. WTAW News Time, 611, 74 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Legendary Texas A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill will be at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to visit, take pictures, and sign autographs. Coach Sherrill will also have his book available for purchase, with the proceeds going to Texas A&M scholarships. Come to Montelongo's before the game to meet Coach Sherrill and to view the showcase of Montelongo's collegiate jewel line of Aggie jewelry. This exclusive line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces already displayed in Montelongo showroom, or you can also go online to collegiatejewel.com. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, 401 University Drive East, the place to be this Saturday before the game as we get ready to beat the hell out of Florida International University, and for your chance to meet, shake hands, get an autograph, and discuss Aggie football with the one and only former Texas A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. For more information, visit montelongos.com or call 979-691-2019.
The one and only former coach? They've had other former coaches. They really have.
And they're still alive.
Yeah, we remember when he did coach, but he's not the only former coach.
I think it's a double adjective.
Ah.
A double adjective. If I remember my grammar, and my grammar was old when she died. But anyway, if I remember my grammar.
Very nice.
I think it's a double adjective, both describing the person, Jackie Sherrill.
Okay.
One and only and former coach.
Okay. Well, she should have said one and only, comma, former coach.
Yeah. No.
Well, I think there was a decent.
Yeah, she should have said comma.
Yeah, you're right. There wasn't a decent pause there, right? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean, we know where they were going, but after all. Yeah. Language is the only tool we have to work with here.
That's right.
You know, words is all
that's
we
right.
got.
Because, you know, Homer Norton's really upset because he's a former coach, too, you know.
We want them.
And he's with my grammar, you know. So.
Oh, really?
All right.
Okay.
That reminds me of
him and Dana Bible are drawing up plays in the same for the same game right now.
Exactly.
That reminds me of something completely different. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's do
who are we if we don't? Yeah. Change lanes.
All right, here we go.
Without putting our blinker on.
Right. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing.
Through today, partly sunny skies, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Your high temperature between 90 and 95. And then for tonight, slight chance of that shower or thunderstorm this evening. Some scattered clouds in mid-70s overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny into the mid-90s. Fair, middle 70s at night. And a mix of clouds and sun on Sunday. Slight chance of a thunderstorm. High temperature lower to middle 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, typically it is a very, very busy weekend indeed. The Bryan Vikings are home tonight for their last non-district game. The Rudder Rangers try to go to 4-0 as they travel to C.E. King. And the Navasota Rattlers try to recover from that loss to Rudder as they host 6th-ranked Cameron tonight. We'll talk about that. Of course, Aggie football tomorrow night. The Big 12, we got Major League Baseball. And the Aggie volleyball team, oh, that's the lead story because they whooped up on Texas in 3 games last night. We got that. More coming up in sports.
He said Homer Norton said that immediately.
Yeah.
Made me think of the other night I had you know, nothing to do. So I'm watching television, and they had Day of the Locust I don't know if you remember that movie. It was a very strange movie. And
gee, I never would have guessed by the title.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's a period piece based on what Hollywood was like during the Depression, and a somewhat famous novel. Anyway, and it starred Donald Sutherland. And part I didn't remember is,
Homer Norton was in it?
No.
Yeah, really?
Okay. Burgess Meredith is in a scene where he's selling stuff door-to-door, and he comes in and he's selling some elixir to Donald Sutherland, and he kind of has an attack, and he has to lay down and rest, and his daughter comes in knocking door-to-door looking for her dad. Is my dad in here? Yes, I think he is. Hi, how are you? Fine. What's your name? My name's Homer Simpson. And by the way,
that's a circuitous route there, Scotty.
But eventually Donald Sutherland also appeared in The Simpsons.
Of course, yeah.
Which would make sense. I know. Well, I mean, if you ever wonder what kind of mind tries to direct this show in the morning, now you have a small insight into that.
We're all very frightened by it.
Yeah, there you go.
Ferndale, Michigan police. Yes, there is a Ferndale. They have arrested possibly one of the world's dumbest criminals. A man who donned a Darth Vader mask and robbed a convenience store at knife point. Why didn't he use his lightsaber?
Yeah, really?
I mean,
Come on, man.
Didn't have it in his belt. While he was able to make off with a handful of cash, the suspect failed to conceal his identity properly. Surveillance footage shows he entered the store without his mask on before attempting to apply the disguise backwards.
Oh, I see.
I mean, where's the little elastic thing?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a helmet, but I mean, you know.
I'm guessing it was a helmet.
Yeah.
He couldn't tell which part was supposed to be the eyes?
I guess not. Maybe he hadn't seen the movie. He finally got the mask on correctly, but not before his face was caught on video. Store clerk later recognized the suspect as a regular customer.
Of course.
Even better.
Yeah, he comes in and buys Ring-Dings and a Diet Pepsi.
That's right. Number three, would you step forward and put on the Darth Vader mask backwards?
Well, the real question is, once he got the mask on, was he trying to do the...
I don't know if he did to try to do...
A little breathing thing.
Give me the money. What? Hello? Wait.
He could have used the Force.
I'm sorry, he could have used the Force. That's right. Yeah, right. Why not?
We're not going to commercial break yet?
We're running so behind already. Because Scott had to tell us that long story. Info.
Mason. And this is weekend birthday.
I know it is. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do?
You want me to intro news when I'm done with
it? Yeah.
Sean. Sean may get bumped there.
We may not have the time to tell you that something you should know is out there.
Yeah.
But
Trisha Yearwood, 45, and here's Chase.
Okay.
I know you've been waiting all year. It's finally here, the world-famous Cheyenne Chicken Dinner. The Cheyenne Barbecue Chicken Dinner with all the fixings. We have our dads doing the cooking.
Only $8 a plate. Dine in or drive through from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, September 17th in the Silver Cafeteria at Bryan High. Call 209-2584 for tickets and info. Come early for our annual fundraiser and then stay late for the game and see our halftime performance of Streamer Jazz.
Come on! You know you're hungry!
6:18, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It is the 17th, 18th, and coming up the 19th of September. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday this weekend. Actor David Huddleston was in Blazing Saddles and The Big Lebowski. Two of your favorite movies.
Yeah,
there you go. He's 80 years old today.
Is he still alive?
I got to figure out which one he was.
No, he's got triple chins, and he's always played like the town leader
something. Yeah, right? Okay, I know who you're talking about. Okay. Yeah. He was Lebowski.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Yeah. He was Lebowski.
Oh, that's right. He's sitting in the back of the Cadillac.
Yeah.
You bum. Where's my money, you bum? Yeah.
Hey, man, watch. There's a beverage here.
Yeah. Says here he's still alive, so
okay, good
hope
for
he
you.
Is. Yeah. Singer Lamont McLemore was...
So I'm sorry, but he also had one of the many outstanding lines from Blazing Saddles. He says, "What we can understand from that genuine frontier gibberish."
Yeah. Sorry. David Huddleston, good stuff.
Continue.
Lamonte McLemore was one of the fifth edition. I think he was the fourth one.
Fifth
dimension. Oh. Did I say edition?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever I said.
I think Tom had an espresso this morning.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I'm trying to move on.
Oh, it's all right. It's
he's
okay.
71
well, we
years
got till
old
nine.
Today.
Yeah, I mean, what, we're on time for everything already?
Cassandra Elvira Peterson.
Oh, my.
The hostess of the night, the classic mistress of the night.
I know.
59 yeah. years old today. Kyle Chandler, the actor, he's the coach in Friday Night Lights. Now you know who he is. He's 45 years old. You know, I watched the very first one of those, and I've never watched one since.
Well,
I don't know why, but.
Well, we had a local incentive to watch because we found out they were going to film, you know, an A&M Consolidated and a Brian High game.
Right. That's right.
But, you know, then after that, it's like, okay, whatever.
All right. What the heck. Speaking of football, Mark Brunell, the first quarterback forever for the Jacksonville Jaguars back in 95, is 40 years old. And Jimmy Johnson, not the coach but the race car driver, turns 35 years old today. And that's really all I got for today. A puppeteer for Sesame Street.
Well, birthday. It's very interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
It's Kevin Clash.
Yes, he is the voice.
He's Elmo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And thanks to a merchandising deal that he struck with the toy manufacturer, he is the highest paid Muppeteer.
Really?
Ever. Yes.
I bet so.
Yeah. He made himself a little deal.
There you go.
And Chris Martinet.
Uh-huh.
We know Chris, of course. Chris is 55.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know Chris?
Well, tell me who Chris is.
Chris is the voice in the Super Mario game.
Oh, well.
He probably should have made the same deal that
guy
did.
That's
right.
Anyway, true.
There you are.
Okay. Yeah. Also, Rita Rudner, the comedian who does a lot of Vegas, is 57 years old today.
Yep.
Okay, coming up tomorrow, Robert Blake. Is he out free? I guess he is now.
He is.
He's 77 years old tomorrow. Frankie Avalon. Yeah, send him a card of that. 71 years old. Ryan Sandberg, the former Chicago Cub, is 51 years old. James Gandolfini from The Sopranos. Tony is 49 years old tomorrow. Jada Pinkett Smith, that's Will's wife and an actress in her own right, of course, is 39. Lance Armstrong, the biker boy, turns 39 years old tomorrow. That's what I got for tomorrow.
Holly Robinson Pete, she'd be 46.
Okay.
And Dee Dee Ramone was born.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Still with us?
We remember when he passed away. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Joey we remember
when was it?
Joey
passed
away.
Well,
don't we remember them all?
Of course. Bring a dead cat.
They all been at least 32-point type.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Jeremy Irons will be 62 on Sunday. Twiggy. You remember Twiggy from the 60s?
The Twigster.
Yeah.
That's what she preferred. Yeah. Those who really know her.
That's right. Yeah, well, you know, she's up to like 108 pounds now.
Yeah, soaking wet.
Yeah, she's 61. Joan London will be 60 on Sunday. Trisha Yearwood, the
aforementioned. You already told us. Yeah,
will be 46 years old. Former baseball pitcher who pitched with just one hand, Jim Abbott, will be 43 years old Sunday. Jimmy Fallon, former Saturday Night Live, does movies now, is 36. And Allison Sweeney, if you're a Days of Our Life fan, will be 34 years old on Sunday. That's all I got.
The surviving righteous brother, Bill Medley, is 70. Soledad O'Brien is 44. You know her from CNN. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Irons, the actor, is 62. Yeah, Joan London from Good Morning. Oh, did you? I didn't hear her.
No, that's okay.
And Adam West.
No, I didn't say say Batman.
Adam West is 82.
Oh, my.
Talk about a guy, and he's still working.
Yes, he is.
He's almost as ubiquitous as Bill Shatner.
Yeah.
He can't jump into that car anymore, though.
Well, no. Yeah. Well, Burt Ward can't fit in the car anymore.
But it is his real hair.
Yeah.
And David McCallum, who you see on NCIS now after being on Man from U.N.C.L.E. for a long time. He's 77. Those are our weekend birthdays.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, it's interesting because just a few weeks ago, I bet if you asked a lot of people in the country, who's this guy John Boehner? I bet a lot of people wouldn't have known. He is the House Minority Leader. I think people should know. But you know what? I understand why many may not. So then the president goes out there. They can't target Sarah Palin or Newt Gingrich or George W. Bush, their favorite target. That's not working. So now they decided to demonize John Boehner.
This November, John Boehner wants to welcome you to Boehnerland. Get in the door for $37,000. Jet across the country with lobbyists. Pass out campaign checks from Big Tobacco on the House floor. Team up with Wall Street to block reform.
As he smokes too much and he doesn't eat the right food and his tan is too deep, it's not going to work. Good try.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP. a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
It is back. It's bigger. It's better. It's truck month, kicking off at Tom Light Chevrolet. Stop by today and save $9,000. On a new Chevy Silverado crew cab with rebates of $9,000. Or pack up your team in a new Chevy Tahoe and save $7,000 with rebates. During Truck Month, you'll save $7,000 on a new Tahoe at Tom Light Chevrolet. And don't forget the huge selection of completely redesigned 2010 Equinox SUVs. These get 32 mpg, and they start at only $23,400. Plus, you'll get $500 over your Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in at Tom Light Chevrolet. So it's truck month and reason for you to be in there. And there's always a Tom Light deal of the week. Now, this isn't a truck, but it's a 2010 Ford Fusion for $18,995. Automatic power windows, power seats, power everything, in fact, cruise, tilt, CD. It is $18,995 for a 2010 Ford Fusion. And remember, of course, Tom Light Chevrolet, been around for 37 years, in business, to stay in business and be a family-owned, conservatively-run business, which is what they've done since they opened their doors. Stop in and see them on the Earl Rudder Freeway. You can shop 24/7 at TomLight.com.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public. Traditions members, and Aggie fans.
Do you know why it rains or why the wind blows? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
I don't mess around with pain. I've got Icy Hot in my starting lineup.
The new Icy Hot No Mess lineup. Three innovative forms of Shaq Strength No Mess Relief. In power gel, spray, and roll-on. With maximum strength medicine for back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull pain, hot to relax it away.
Take it from me. Don't mess around with pain.
The new Icy Hot No Mess lineup. For temporary topical pain relief. Use only as directed.
Weather has always played an important role in our lives and in our history.
For instance, when Columbus discovered America, he was really an awfully lucky guy because he happened to come during hurricane season, and yet he missed the hurricanes. In effect, you can say, well, that's one way in which weather has changed history.
Matisse Levy, author of the book Why the Wind Blows, A History of Weather and Global Warming, explains why the wind blows.
The Earth is heated by the sun, and the sun doesn't heat the Earth uniformly, but it heats the equator more than it does the Arctic. So what happens is there are temperature differences that are created, and those temperature differences want to ameliorate. The hot winds try to go to the cold tries to go to the hot, and these create winds.
Ever wonder why it rains?
You know, rain occurs when a cloud becomes supersaturated, that is, it has more humidity than it can possibly hold. So then it begins to shed that humidity, and that comes down little droplets that finally fall as rain.
And why have hurricanes become more severe recently?
A hurricane generally forms over warm water because it gets its energy from the warm water. What's happening today is because the ocean is getting warmer, the hurricanes are becoming much more intense than they were in the past.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Mark, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLite at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLite repair, SafeLite replace.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants to provide you with convenient game day parking starting at just $10. Public paid parking lots are located at the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, near the Vet School, and the Central Northside and West Campus parking garages. Free shuttles are available for campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle that runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day parking information, please visit the web at transport.tamu.edu. Transportation Services. Moving forward for you. WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
WTAW News Time 6:31, 74 degrees right now at the studios. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Operational integrity is the title of the last public forum related to upcoming budget cuts hosted by Texas A&M University President Bowen Lofton.
It deals with operational integrity, which is a fuzzy thing to say. Admittedly, we're here to teach, to do our scholarly work, and to do our service engagement, but we also have to make the place work and make it livable. And so that topic is our next and last forum.
Lofton says police, compliance staff, custodians, and grounds crews are among those responsible for allowing teaching and research to take place.
Those are areas where we have to worry about our being able to keep going and keeping the place operational, a place we can actually use effectively for learning, research, for engagement. It's a catch-all in a way. There's a variety of things there, but I assure you everyone is touched every day by those particular parts of the university's operations, and so they're very critical. And we have to put those into the pot in talking about how we're going to allocate resources as well.
Today's forum starts at 10:30 in Rudder 601. Now through the rest of the month, Lofton invites email comments. You can send those to askthepresident@tamu.edu. A website link to watch the forum live online is available on our website, WTAW.com. There's been an arrest in the theft of more than $5,200 from the Bryan College Station Habitat for Humanity chapter. And as WTAW's Bill Oliver reports, the arrest came the same day Habitat announced a new executive director.
A College Station woman is accused of aggravated theft. 19-year-old Kelly Williams told investigators a friend gave her a routing and account number. She says she did not know the account belonged to Habitat. Under various names, Williams made over 20 payments to various creditors on Habitat's account between November of last year and March of this year. Habitat spokeswoman Abby Johnson says the missing money was the result of identity theft and the accused had no affiliation with the agency.
This bank has just very generously reimbursed Habitat for the majority of the funds. That being said, Habitat is doing what Habitat has always done. We're moving forward. We're building homes for families in our local community in need.
All but one of the transactions had been made before a former Habitat director contacted police. Williams has six other criminal cases pending in Brazos County District Court. She's accused of tapping into the bank accounts of two other individuals. She's charged with two thefts, one involving over $1,500 in merchandise from the Buckle. And there's filing false police reports and racing on the highway. Williams is free on bond while all seven cases work their way through Brazos County District Court. Habitat's new executive director comes to the Brazos Valley from 10 years in the nation's capital. Tori Wollen worked for the National Federation of Families for Children's Mental Health and the Ethiopian Community Development Council. She started her career as a Peace Corps volunteer in Kenya. The chairman of the local habitat board, Peter Witt, says Wolin's background in organizational and fiscal management will help ensure habitat's future. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Freeway traffic in Bryan will be altered in a second location this weekend. That's in addition to working around lane and highway closures in the area of the Rudder Freeway and Briarcrest. TxDOT says the Old Reliance Martin Luther King Bridge over the freeway will be closed Saturday night, and freeway traffic will be diverted. Now, that closure is to allow the completion of a new bridge deck. Freeway traffic is scheduled to return to normal by Sunday morning at 10. The bridge should reopen by Monday morning at 6. And at least two crime victims have an observant man to thank for leading police to a suspect. Wednesday night at a College Station coffee house, a woman walked away from her laptop computer for a brief time. It was long enough for someone to steal it, and a witness reported the theft at a mile and a half away. Police found the suspect on his bicycle.
They were able to detain the suspect. He was identified as being the person who had taken the laptop. Found the laptop about 100 yards away from him, opened it up, and, you know, her Facebook page was still open on the computer, and so it was obviously her computer.
College Station PD's Rhonda Seaton says the suspect also had a spark plug and a screwdriver, which are used in vehicle burglaries, plus items reported stolen from a vehicle burglary in Bryan and a crack pipe. 31-year-old Ricky Malazzo of Bryan, who has two prior theft convictions, was arrested. WTAW News Time, 635, 74 degrees right now. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Did you ever lose your keys? Ask someone else to help look, and there they are, right in front of you. Well, if you're looking for a job or the right employee, that's why we're here. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Employment is all we do. It's the only thing. We help employers find qualified local candidates. Looking for a job? Post your resume for free. View job listings in your area. We promise it's there, and we can help you find it. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
6:36. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered a welcome basket with information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, we'll have partly sunny skies continuing along with a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. The high temperature generally up between 90 and 95, running a bit above average. And for tonight, generally fair weather, though there could be a shower or thundershower this evening. Low temperature, low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a few building clouds into the mid-90s, fair in the 70s at night. And Sunday, partly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high temperature, low to mid-90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Park from the Woodlands will come into Merrill Green Stadium tonight to take on the Bryan Vikings. Bryan's the only 12-5A team playing tonight, so there might be some scouts around. We'll talk about that. The Rudder Rangers go for a 4-0 mark. They go on the road to Houston to C.E. King. We'll talk about that. And the Aggie volleyball team, they sweep Texas in 3 at Reed last night. Over 3,000 there. We got that and more coming up in sports.
You already got your seat, right, Chase? I mean, they're not going to. Because all the coaches, they're not going to bump you out of the press box.
I've been told that only the scouts for the next game will be allowed in the press box.
That's normally the rule. When you have a limited-size press box, as most high school stadiums do, only the scouts for the next two opponents of the two participating teams are allowed seats in the press box. Everybody else got to find their seat outside. How that usually works.
The rest of them will be sitting out there with lap boards.
Yeah, right.
Okay, here's a shock. Congress has gone home.
Have they?
I thought they just got back.
Chase, quit it. Quit paying attention to that kind of stuff.
I'm sorry.
They need to go home for a long weekend.
Is it a holiday?
No, they just need to make sure people know who they are. Yeah. It's getting to be that time of year.
Please vote for me.
Remember me. Anyway, so obviously there was nothing that went forward on anything. I'm such a loser. I turned on the television yesterday afternoon at, 3:30. And
Whatever it was set on was not interesting, so I'm flipping through there. And I come up on C-SPAN 2, which is, of course, the U.S. American Senate. And I walk out of the room, and I come back about 10 minutes later, and there's Arlen Specter.
He's in your house?
No, oh. He was on television.
Oh, I see.
What's he lecturing us on?
Okay, Arlen Specter, I don't even remember where he'd been now, but it was almost like your uncle doing a travelogue. And we went here and did such and such and so. Oh, they went up in the tallest building, the 101 tower, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he's talking about the stabilization system, and he says, I've been in tall buildings before, and they sway with the wind, but this one doesn't. And he's explaining to us why the building doesn't sway. And then he finishes, and he goes and sits down. I'm going, why did we do that? There were, and he said, there were no senators in the chamber. He said, seeing no other senators in the chamber, I yield my time to the
So he's in there talking to himself?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah.
And we got a chance to see it, and it pretty much was his travel log, sans video, of what he had done, how I spent my summer vacation kind of thing.
With a slideshow?
No, that's what I say. No videos, no video, slides, nothing. He could add a little click. Click, click, thing, anyway. Even before lawmakers returned to work from their pre-election session, figured there wouldn't be any workload. And boy, we were right. The Senate left town yesterday holding a final vote before 1 p.m., and they just left. Arlen maybe didn't get the memo.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe everybody left, and Arlen went, but I have a story I want to tell. And so he told the story, much like me and Homer Simpson. Anyway. So they're working hard on that. So now, last night, the president of U.S. America, that'd be Barack Hussein Obama, went to a fundraiser.
What'd that kidder do this
He went time. To a fundraiser last night.
Did he?
Went to Fairfield County, Connecticut.
They got any money?
Yes, they do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they do. In Fairfield County, Connecticut, they do.
Yeah.
He raised about $400,000 last night because Richard Blumenthal, who's the attorney general, is running against Wrestler Girl. Well, mm-hmm. That's what we call her.
Oh, yeah.
Linda McMahon.
McMahon. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Blumenthal has the lead right now, 45-41. That's fine, but he once held a 41-point lead. Okay? Once had a 41-point lead. It's 6 points now. So he got the Barockster to come in there. Ms. McMahon has spent $21 million so far on that race. She really wants to be... Really wants to be senator, I guess. And have you seen Jimmy Carter? God, they let Jimmy get near a microphone again.
Really?
Every time Jimmy gets near a microphone, you know, he needs to just button up the sweater another button and sit on the porch. Anyhow, he's got a book coming out called White House Diary.
Ooh.
Selected passages from a diary that he kept during his time in office.
Why do I suck so bad at being president in 99?
And you know why? He's blaming it on Teddy Kennedy now.
Oh, really?
Yes, he is.
He's going to throw Ted Kennedy under the bus on this one?
Yes, sir, he is. Yes, sir, he is.
Or under the water?
He'll be... Yeah, wherever. He'll...
Took you just a second.
Yeah, I was going to say something even more insensitive, but I figured I better not. Anyway, there'll be an interview on 60 Minutes, I guess, this weekend.
Explain, how is it Ted Kennedy's fault?
I will.
Thank you. I really am curious.
Well, he said, he tells CBS, quote, the fact that we would have had comprehensive health care now had it not been for Ted Kennedy deliberately blocking the legislation that I proposed. It was his fault. Ted Kennedy killed the bill. He said, quote, he, Kennedy, did not want to see me have a major success in that realm of life, end quote.
And look who ran in 1980.
Yeah. So, again, Jimmy, there were any number of reasons why you were a failed president, but I... Calling out the passed away senator.
But now look at this from another angle.
All right.
This is a man who every time he criticized George W. Bush was seen as being the elder statesman and all this, that, and the other, and was held in high regard. How will he be regarded now that he is going after one of his own?
One of the icons of the party.
Exactly. Yeah. And who's now dead.
Yeah.
who can't even speak for himself anymore.
Can't defend himself.
It will be interesting to see how the Democrats react to this cannibalism.
Once again, put him in front of a microphone, and he's always going to say something memorable.
Just hit record and back away.
That's
you'll,
right.
You'll have
That's
gold
right.
In a few moments.
So our far-left progressives, generally your MSNBC folks, becoming the Democrat version of the Tea Party. Lanny Davis, who was in the Clinton administration, does think so. He was in a segment yesterday on America's Morning News, which you've probably never heard of, nor had I. It's a syndicated show. He took a shot at Rachel Maddow because Rachel apparently took President Clinton to task. She said he was probably the best Republican president the country ever had, if you look at the policies that he passed. So Lanny really couldn't hold back at that point. He decided to say, we, meaning the Democrats, have our Tea Party side, and Rachel Maddow is typical. She's sanctimonious and intolerant of anyone who disagrees with her. So if it's Bill Clinton, she calls him a Republican because he doesn't meet the Rachel Maddow test. So the worst element of our party are people who call themselves liberal, who are actually liberal because they are intolerant of anyone who disagrees with them, end quote. Let's start splitting it over there on the Democrat side, too.
Well, you know, hey, once again, 330 million people in this country, you're going to tell me that we all divide evenly along two-party lines.
Yeah, tell me those two tents are big enough for everybody. And how very interesting. Yesterday we talked about how Karl Rove had said said things that were very negative about Christine O'Donnell, who is the in Delaware going to be the Republican nominee there. And actually, she's the Tea Party babe. And then the Tea Party folks basically telling Karl Rove to sit down and shut up and don't try to tell us how to run our state. Well, Karl kind of did a little crawfishing yesterday. After he had called her nutty, he gets on Fox News and says his initial comments were as a political analyst, but that his job as a Republican insider now is to help her get elected.
Wouldn't you like to know what that email said?
I really would.
The text messages, the voicemail. I mean, there were any number of communications between someone and Karl Rove.
And who is that someone? You know?
That said, what in the wide, wide world of sports are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to continue getting a very nice paycheck from us? Because if you do, you will amend your comments immediately, if not sooner.
Yep. Who is that? Because, again, almost all the Republican leadership was not willing to get on board with O'Donnell. And I think that probably that same memo or whatever was copied to a whole bunch of folks, probably no less than John Cornyn, who is charged with getting Republicans elected to the U.S. Senate. It would be interesting to know who sent that information out so that new marching orders could be issued. And obviously, Mr. Rove is going to follow them.
Either way, this is actually quite refreshing.
Well, it is. I would agree.
On both sides.
And
a diversity of opinions and therefore a diversity of parties is not a bad thing.
Well, the whole idea that are you listening now? Mm-hmm. Elected officials, do you hear what we, the people, are saying?
Well, before the primaries on Tuesday, it was the Democrats that were having their foundation rattled because of all the polling numbers. But then the numbers came out in the Republican primaries, and guess who got their foundation rattled?
Yeah, yeah.
And that'd be a bunch of old white men Republicans.
And that's the whole idea, is could it, and we talked about yesterday how there are 48 senators elected after the age of 75. If, in fact, it is changing, which would be refreshing, maybe hold on for the ride.
If we won't let them pilot a jet, why would we let them pilot the country?
What's better than burgers and wings at an Aggie tailgate party? An amazing tailgate sound system. Experience RDM Audio's brand new tailgate sound system, which accommodates iPods, radios, TVs, instruments, computers, and microphones with no annoying generator noise. Host awesome Aggie tailgates with a little help from RDM Audio. Reserve your tailgate sound system by calling 260-1925. That's 260-1925. Remember, RDM for DJ and lighting services for weddings, parties, or any other special event. RDM Audio, serving Bryan College Station for over 25 years.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicle from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, September 18th, learn about winterizing your landscape and pre-emergent weed control programs in lawns. It's Lawnscape Fertilization and Fall Weed Control this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You'll hear landscape architects and designers talk about scale in their planting plans. If a poll were taken, however, many Texas gardeners would not be able to explain the term adequately. And that's not good either, since scale is one of the most important aspects of planting a garden that fits together properly and where all the various elements work as a team. We're going to talk about scale and how important it is in landscaping relations right after this important message. Save 41% while you still can on my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar. Every year in late summer, early fall, I give you the chance to save the maximum on the next year's Texas Gardening Calendar by buying it in our pre-production offer. This is the offer that lets you save the money on a calendar that will have more than 10,000 words telling you month after month when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Now, this calendar will look like the ones you find in the bookstores, but the big difference is this one won't be in the bookstores. This is available this way, and I'll guarantee your satisfaction or I'll refund every penny. My promise is on it. Save 41% on the calendar with all that information, more than 10,000 words, when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Every word of all of this is written just for the great state of Texas. All of it, just $34.95. Call today before the price goes up. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. You could probably exchange the word proportion with scale in most landscaping uses and perhaps make better sense of the situation. Scale refers to the relationship of one part of the design to the other parts. It's a matter of the size of the various elements, but it's even more than that. Scale also involves texture and color. Large-leafed, brightly colored plants take on an apparent size that is greater than their actual measurements. You need to begin any great landscaping effort with a carefully drawn master plan. It will show all existing parts of your gardens drawn carefully to a scale of inches. As you sketch in the expected mature sizes of the trees and shrubs you plant, you'll be able to see how they relate to one another and the parts of the hardscape, that is, the non-living parts of the garden. Buy graph paper that's ruled so you can assign a specific scale to your drawing. For example, 1 inch equals 4 or 8 or 10 feet. Measure carefully. Your landscape plan will only be as good as your initial markings. If you have an average 60-foot by 120-foot city lot, you need to think about scale as it refers to your shade trees. If you have a large two-story home, it may need trees that mature at 40 to 60 feet tall and wide, where if you have a small one-story bungalow, you'll want to stick with smaller trees. Big trees can look totally out of place against small dwellings, while small trees would be swallowed up by a tall, sprawling home. By that same token, you want to develop shrub beds that are in proportion to the size of the house. Don't take that big lot and dig in dinky little 2-foot beds around the house. Let them be generous and flaring out farther in some areas, especially near the entryway and as they head around corners. Use our old trick of laying a flexible garden hose out to delineate the beds on a warm spring day. Adjust it until you have just the look you're wanting. As you plant those beds, be sure to use shrubs whose sizes, forms, colors, and textures are in concert with the rest of the design. You'll want to cluster the taller shrubs to the sides of the house to enframe the landscape. Your walks need to maintain the same sense of scale. And patios are never in scale with their surroundings, it seems. That's another place you need to think about it. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks a lot for listening and happy gardening.
Good Friday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, an official partner of the Big 12 Conference. It's 6:53. Texas A&M volleyball team continued their winning ways in a mighty big way last night as they hung a three-game defeat on 8th-ranked Texas at Reed Arena, taking the year's first half point of the State Farm Lone Star Showdown for A&M and winning their Big 12 opener all in a couple of hours. More than 3,000 watched at Reed as the Aggies broke a 12-match winning streak by the Horns in this rivalry. Kelsey Black had a match-high 13 kills in the win. It was A&M's first sweep of Texas since 2003. Congratulations, Coach Corbellis and the team. For all those high school football teams in 8-team districts, tonight is the final tune-up for district play, including Bryan and Rudder. A&M Consolidated has already played its three non-district games, so they get the night off before starting 12-5A play next Friday. The 1-1 Bryan Vikings are at Merrill Green Stadium tonight to take on College Park of the Woodlands. Bryan is the only 12-5A play team playing tonight, so figure that other schools will have all sorts of scouts there. Coach Bob Ballard talked a little bit about College Park. They're a new program.
You know, they're another option football team. It's very similar to last week in kind of some of the things that they do. They have a little more extended playbook about what they do. The head coach there is a very good football coach, been doing it a long time. He's been part of Aldine Eisenhower, those type of people. And so, you know, they've got a good pedigree from the coaching staff. They line up and run the option.
You'll be able to hear the game on 11:50 a.m. The Zone tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. The 3-0 Rudder Rangers will travel to play C.E. King to try to keep their non-district record perfect. King is 1-1 and would like to knock off the high-flying Rangers before district play starts. Of course, the Rangers shut out Navasota last week, 17-0 for their third straight win. Coach C.M. Pierce says, besides the win, they also improved, and that's almost just as important.
We did. We showed some real maturity as a team, far as execution, facing adversity, you know, when something bad happens, didn't hang our head, things of that nature, which we're going to need down this stretch, you know, because it's not going to do anything but get tougher from now on. I thought we took a step forward offensive line wise. I really like the way our kids are playing in the back end and our secondary. We're getting better there. The biggest difference for us as a team from years past is that we're able to play on the line of scrimmage. That's the biggest difference.
We will broadcast the game on 1620. That's right, right here on WTAW tonight, starting a little bit after 7 o'clock. Of course, you can hear all of the high school football games that we broadcast at RadioAggieland.com. We also welcome the St. Joseph Eagles to broadcast air tonight as they take on Brazos Christian in a crosstown battle at Brazos Christian. We will air that game on 96.9 FM KACB. That's 96.9, which will also be the home of the Rudder game broadcast after tonight. We'll run down the rest of the high school schedule coming up in the next sportscast. Saturday could be the record breaker for Aggie receiver Jeff Fuller. Last Saturday, he caught his 19th career touchdown ball to tie the 42-year-old record of Bob Long, and his next TD catch will be number 20 and the record setter. He's not talking much about that, but he was asked about his ability to go sky high to get footballs, and he is one of the very best at that.
The thing is that people, you know, try to play towards their strengths. And, you know, as a big receiver, you know, going up and getting the ball is definitely, you know, should be one of your strengths. So, I mean, in practice, I mean, we rep it. And, you know, if you see a mismatch, I mean, not only with receivers and DBs, but, you know, running plays, I mean, if you see, you want, it's just, you know, you want everybody to win their one-on-one matchups.
His quarterback, Gerard Johnson, says having a target who plays bigger than his 6'4 height is a big advantage.
Oh, it's huge. You know, his jumping ability is what makes him so good. And, you know, he's done lots of work this summer and trying to unjudging deep ball, just kind of adding that to his game. I mean, he's always been good at it, but he's actually kind of made a craft of, you know, going to get every single ball. And I think it's just a mentality. And so he's taken it upon himself to try to fight for the ball and challenge for the ball to where his size can be an asset for him. And I think it showed last Saturday.
Aggies and Florida International tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on 1620 with the start with the pregame show, the Fan Zone show. That's at 3 o'clock. Two Big 12 clashes tomorrow in the morning. Iowa State and Kansas State meet at Kansas City. And tomorrow night in Lubbock, it's Texas at Texas Tech. Aggie soccer team has a tough road battle tonight. They are at Portland. And the Texas Rangers start a four-game series in Seattle tonight with a 10-game lead over Oakland and a magic number of 8 to clinch the AL West. Oakland is at Minnesota. And that's your first look at sports. Busy weekend. We got more coming up next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:58. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today in the 90s. No mention of rain in the forecast. It's still pretty nice outside because of the low humidities, but it'll continue to be in the middle 90s. Low temperature will be in the middle 70s each night. Weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal at 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. She says it's time to level the playing field for middle-class consumers when they deal with banks and financial firms. Elizabeth Warren's being appointed today by the White House to form a Consumer Protection Bureau. The aim, says Warren, is to make sure people can read their credit card and mortgage contracts and understand what they're signing up for. The White House is also trying to drum up support for the stimulus. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says an announcement is planned for today on the administration's top 100 stimulus projects.
Republicans like John McCain have issued lists maligning stimulus projects as wasteful.
None of them really have any meaningful impact on creating jobs.
So the White House has come up with its own list, 100 Recovery Act projects that are changing America.
Republicans have often criticized the Recovery Act without recognizing projects specifically like the ones in this report.
White House economist Jared Bernstein points to the decontamination of an old electronics plant in New Jersey, the rebuilding of the Staten Island ferry terminal, and the beefing up of cancer research. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Big cleanup today for parts of New York City after a fierce storm hit last night. Barbara Wigginette in Queens, New York, has a lot of damage to her house.
The wind was horrendous. The rain was pouring down. We have an 80-foot tree next to the side of the house that went through the top floor down to the second floor to cap the chimney off.
Central Ohio has also been hit by fierce storms, probably a tornado. At least two deaths are blamed on the bad weather. Police in London this morning say that anti-terrorism officers have arrested five men. They're suspected of preparing an attack. Pope Benedict is in Britain for a four-day state visit. In Afghanistan, authorities are ramping up security across the country ahead of parliamentary elections set for tomorrow. Police have set up extra checkpoints searching for suicide bombers and insurgents. 2,500 candidates are running for parliamentary seats. This is ABC News.
The Home Depot now has a variety of vanity sets starting at just $49. Great quality for an even better value. That's a purchase that reflects not only your good taste, but your good sense as well. We've lowered the cost of renewing and redoing your bath, thanks to stunning vanity sets starting at just $49. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Faucets sold separately while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
President Obama did a fundraiser in Connecticut last night for Democratic senatorial candidate Richard Blumenthal. The president touted Blumenthal's record as state attorney general.
He's taken on the tobacco industry and helped stop those companies from targeting our kids. He's taken on utility companies to try to beat back electricity rate increases and skyrocketing costs of heating oil.
Blumenthal is locked in a very tight race against former wrestling executive Linda McMahon, who is the Republican candidate. The race in Connecticut is a sign for problems for the Democrats this fall. Connecticut usually votes for a Democrat. 50 years ago this weekend, Chubby Checker's Twist the Twist hit its first number one. In 2007, Checker told ABC News Radio, the twist marked the first time couples danced together without touching.
When anyone goes on the dance floor, even today, and they're dancing to somebody's music with a beat, Chubby's there.
This is ABC News.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Crawfish season may be over at the Tap, but the Friday party continues with the Tap's Peel and Eat Shrimp and Fried Catfish Fest. All of the shrimp and catfish are made fresh to order, along with the same great Tap drink specials of $2 margaritas on the rocks, $2.50 domestic pints, and $2.50 tecates. Make your dinner plans at the Tap this and every Friday with a brand new weekend kickoff tradition with the Peel and Eat Shrimp and Fried Catfish Fest at the Tap in the Woodstone Center on Harvey Road. The Tap wants you to party safe. Designate a driver.
Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at SWHP.org.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, you have a lot of new introductions here at Aggieland Carpet One. Tell me what's going on right now.
We're excited about a lot of new introductions that have recently come out in various categories called Tigressa. It's a new generation of fiber, and they're just incredibly nice looking products and nice feeling carpet products.
Their tagline is the softer, stronger carpet. What makes them different?
It's the twist of the yarn and the type of yarn that they're using. New generation of nylon that's a finer yet stronger fiber. Just classic textured looks onto patterned high style looks.
I just think everyone should come in today. Highway 6 and College Station. They have the beautiful guarantee, a guarantee that you're going to love the floors you choose, or it's free. Beautiful.
If it's an engagement, if it's a wedding, if it's a party, come to the 2010 Fall Bridal Show and Benefit at the Hilton College Station on Sunday, September 19th from noon to 4 p.m. You'll find consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment and invitations, plus dozens of Brazos Valley wedding and party planners. Proceeds will benefit Breast Cancer Support of the Brazos Valley. Admission is $20 at the door and $15 advanced online at ido-ido.org.
WTAW News Time, 707, 74 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today in the mid-90s. A little bit warmer this morning than it was yesterday, and so therefore we're going to have triple-digit heat indices once again. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Today is the last of five Texas A&M forums collecting information to reduce spending to meet state-mandated budget cuts. President Bowen Lofton admits the title of today's focus, Operational Integrity, sounds a bit fuzzy.
We are concerned about how well we can maintain certain parts of our operation here. I'll mention some in particular. Police, environmental health and safety, compliance, facilities dealt with, structures. How about people that clean the structures, people that cut our grass? Those are areas where we have to worry about our being able to keep going and keeping the place operational.
Lofton has used the forums as one way to generate comments regarding the university's greatest needs and best use of resources.
These are actually recorded and made available to you on the website about a day later. You can go to the website and look at this whole thing, and you can still send in the messages to our email address there to let us know your thoughts about anything that's happened, not just today, but in the past as well. This is not meant to be the only place and time you can actually make comments.
The email address to send comments is askthepresident@tamu.edu. Today's forum starts at 10:30 in Rudder 601. A website link to watch the forum live online is available on our website, WTAW.com. The same day, Habitat for Humanity introduced a new director in Bryan College Station. An arrest was made in the theft of more than $5,200 from the office last winter. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Habitat's new executive director, Tori Wolin, comes from 10 years in Washington, D.C., most recently with the National Federation of Families for Children's Mental Health and the Ethiopian Community Development Council. Following college, she worked for the Peace Corps in Kenya. The chairman of the local Habitat board, Peter Witt, says Wallen's background in organizational and fiscal management will help ensure Habitat's future. Last March, Habitat's former director reported to Bryan Police the agency office was a victim of a forgery. 6 months later, there's an arrest. 19-year-old Kelly Williams of College Station told investigators a friend gave her the checking account number and routing number of the financial institution belonging to Habitat. Habitat spokeswoman Abby Johnson says it was a case of identity theft, and their bank has reimbursed Habitat for most of the stolen money.
This individual has no affiliation with Habitat for Humanity whatsoever as a staff member, volunteer, contract person, just no affiliation at all.
Williams, who also says she did not know she was stealing from Habitat, used various names to make over 20 payments on Habitat's account between November of last year and March of this year. Court records accuse Williams of crimes in 7 cases. She's accused of taking money from the bank accounts of 2 other individuals. She's charged with 2 thefts, one involving over $1,500 of merchandise from the Buckle. And there's filing false police reports and racing on the highway. Williams is free on bond while all 7 cases work their way through Brazos County District Court. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's another example that being observant and reporting a crime can pay off. Wednesday night at a College Station coffee house, a woman left her seat for a brief period but had her laptop computer stolen. A witness told the victim he saw who picked it up. Rhonda Seaton with College Station Police says when they were notified, officers started toward the business and the area.
They'll start driving around, you know, the neighboring streets looking, you know, trying to find the person who's fled the scene. And that's what happened in this case. We had a good description. One of our officers was over in the area of Lincoln and Munson, which is quite a distance, but the suspect was on a bicycle.
The officer stopped the man because the bike didn't have a light. The witness was taken to the scene and made a positive identification. The laptop was found about 100 yards from the stop. Police found the computer was still on the victim's Facebook page. The bicyclist, 31-year-old Ricky Malazzo of Bryan, was arrested for theft with 2 prior convictions. Officers also arrested Malazzo for possessing burglary tools and a pipe used to smoke crack cocaine. Also in his possession were items taken in a Bryan vehicle burglary earlier in the day. And more traffic reminders if you drive in Bryan from TxDOT. Tomorrow night, the Martin Luther King Old Reliance Bridge over the freeway will be closed and freeway traffic will be diverted to allow the completion of a new bridge deck. Freeway traffic should return to normal by Sunday morning at 10. The bridge is scheduled to reopen by Monday morning at 6. This is all in addition to working around lane and highway closures farther south in the area of Briarcrest and the Rudder Freeway. WTAW News Time is 7:12, 74 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Is your backyard ready for weekend entertaining? It's the perfect time of year for backyard cookouts, and Line Home Products is now carrying the perfect grill for you. Line Home Products is the largest licensed dealer of the Big Green Egg in town. The Big Green Egg is the world's best smoker and grill. For every occasion and for all your smoking and grilling needs, the Big Green Egg is exactly what you're looking for to get the most out of your cookouts. And you can get one at Line Home Products. Call 324-1200. That's 324-1200 and ask about the Big Green Egg or visit linehomeproducts.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing.
Through today, we'll have partly sunny skies continuing along with a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. The high temperature generally up between 90 and 95, running a bit above average. And for tonight, generally fair weather, though there could be a shower or thundershower this evening. Low temperature, low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a few building clouds into the mid-90s, fair in the 70s at night. And Sunday, partly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. High temperature, low to mid-90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, a whole bunch. We'll talk about the Aggies tomorrow night with FIU. And, of course, lots of high school football tonight. And the Aggie volleyball team, got to brag on them. Three-game sweep of Texas last night. And the Texas Rangers, they got a magic number of 8 as they start a four-game series at Seattle tonight. All that and more coming up in sports.
And I guess, you know, we probably ought to go ahead and do the FIU fight song just so everybody can get in game mode for that. Uh-huh. Segment one right here.
Yeah, 104. Yeah. And stop.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And stop.
Yeah.
This is 3 now.
Uh-huh.
And stop.
Wow.
Yes.
How inspiring. Mm-hmm. How inspiring. Yeah, there you go. So,
and remember.
What?
Okay.
It's FIU. Don't call them anything else. If you call them anything else, they will kick you.
They'll be at you. They'll just be at you.
You'll get an angry young... SID.
Young Panther.
Something like that.
Tromping down
young,
to the...
young paid Panther.
Tromping down to the booth saying, it's FIU, please.
That's right.
Yeah. Who's on the PA here?
That's right. Yeah. Michelle Obama thinks being American.
Scott points to Rick.
Maybe I'll sleep. Yeah, really. Yeah. Rick's like, what'd I do to you?
Yeah. Michelle Obama thinks being America's first lady is hell.
Oh.
Carla Bruni revealed that in a.
We'll move you to a smaller house.
Yeah.
House.
In a wildly, as they call it, indiscreet book, Miss Bruni divulges that Miss Obama replied when asked about her position as the U.S. American president's wife. Don't ask. It's hell. I can't stand it.
Now, we'll be happy for you to leave in 2013.
The book was written by a couple of journalists, and they claim that they have a collaboration with Ms. Bruni, but the French embassy has now put out this statement saying that that's not true. She didn't ever say that the First Lady said that. So
we don't know if it's true or not.
No. We do know that she went to Spain and spent a lot of money, but we don't know if she...
Yeah, that part wasn't hell.
You know, that part seemed to be just fine.
Didn't look like hell to me.
Yeah, just fine and dandy. So now, as Americans are struggling somewhat, and I guess you saw the new information coming out from the census that says that 43.6 million people officially are listed as poor, and we'll talk in a minute about what poor is and what rich is. That report trickles out again that the U.S. American president flew his dog on a separate airplane when they went up to Maine.
What?
Yeah, well, see, the story that came out to really get people upset was that he flew on like a doggy-only charter. But that's not true.
Yeah.
That is not true. Now, when they went up on their little... vacation in July, you don't want to be confused because they went up there twice, do you remember? Because it was such an arduous year for the president.
Twice.
Uh-huh. In July, this rumor was attached to the president when an unfounded claim was circulated that the Obama's pup, the Portuguese water dog named Bo, had been flown out to Maine on his own plane so he could be on hand to greet the first family. That is not true. He did fly on a separate airplane, however, from the first family. See, they can't bring the big jet in, so they have to, they have to come slumming in the Gulf Stream. You know, you just hate that.
So Air Force One was, you know.
Yeah, well, it can't land on the little airfield.
Well, but see, since he was in it, then the Gulf Stream becomes Air Force.
Exactly. So they can't do the 747.
Right.
They got to, once again, they're slumming in the Gulf Stream. And you know, you think, you've heard that song, you know, we're slumming in the Gulf Stream, which is a jet that carries anywhere from 6 to 19 people. But apparently, there wasn't room for the dog.
I don't think they like the dog.
I don't think they know the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a fact.
I can tell you right now, if I'm ever elected president, all right, I don't care Gulfstream,
whatever,
or 747,
puppies are coming along,
or a Piper.
Yeah.
If my wife's with me, the dogs are going to be there.
Yeah.
So you just might as well get used to.
That's right. So Bo was loaded onto an earlier flight.
Bo was loaded?
They carried other people, staff members, and presidential aides.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
How would you like to be one of those aides?
Yeah.
You don't get to, I mean, because, you know, all right, so there's four of the Obamas on the Gulfstream. You said it can hold anywhere from 6 to 19, so let's split the difference and say they put 14 people
on there.
There's
some staff, right.
There's some staff on there. How would you like to be so, you know, far enough down the food chain that, oh, did you ride with the president? Oh, I rode with the dog.
Yeah, I was on the flying
camel. You know what?
Yeah.
But you know what?
I had to refill his water bowl.
You're still on a Gulfstream, okay?
I understand. Yeah. I understand, but I'm talking about Washington-sized egos here.
I understand. Well, again... Yeah. Did I mention that we have the number of U.S. Americans on who are considered poor at record levels?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But we're still flying the dog on a separate plane.
Yeah, I believe they stormed the Bastille for less than this. I'm just saying.
That's right. And that plane is called Air Force K-9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So they're in touch. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are in touch.
Yeah.
Hon, we need to make sure that the dog comes, just not on our airplane. Oh, and by the way... We've talked about global warming before. Forget that. Talked about climate change before. Using that anymore.
What is it called now?
Now, according to John Holden, who is a White House science advisor, he told a gathering in Oslo, Norway, and he probably drove there in an SUV from the airport into the U.S.-American jet that he flew in about this, that global warming is a dangerous misnomer for a very complicated problem.
Translation, you're too stupid for me to try and tell you.
So this is what I'm going to call it. We're going to call it global climate disruption. Okay? So get ready for that. It's global climate disruption. Mm. And of course, you know...
And I think if they actually took a critical look at it, they'd probably find that there was some global climate disinterest.
Well, that's true, but you know what? Al Gore doesn't care what you call it. He's already got his money.
Right.
And, so now,
and once again, you know, we can have all the American guilt about that, about global climate disruption or global warming or climate change, whatever you want to call it, whatever it's called tomorrow. You can have all the good-natured American guilt that you want to have about that. As we've said before, it's not going to change anything until China, India, and Russia get on board.
That's right. That's right. Till they want to play. So does that mean that Bob French is a disruption analyst now? Think about that. Yeah. Bob and any other weather person.
Right.
You'd be a disruption analyst, being able to tell us how the atmosphere is.
They probably want to, you know, call it like a disruptionologist. You know,
yeah, kinda, that ology, right. Put yeah. a study of, well, that well, would be a study of disruption. Yeah, a disruptologist?
Disruptologist.
Yeah, disruptologist.
Maybe a climate disruptologist. Because otherwise, the study of disruption, I mean, gosh, we could boil that all the way down to elementary school.
Yes.
There's some kids that specialize in that, I'm sure.
Yeah, every day they go to see how they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's 7:21. We're going to wait till the next half hour on this, but we're going to talk about what is rich. What is rich? Because I think we all have a different definition.
Anything with Eagle brand milk generally
is
very rich.
Yeah, that's not
rich.
What I'm talking about.
Oh.
Have my name on it.
One of the most interesting non-answers I got at a political forum one year when we had the congressional candidates in, we were asking, I asked them to define middle class, and you know what? I never got an answer. What is middle class? Because, I mean, they're telling us the middle class is going to do this, the middle class is going to do that, we're going to tax the middle class is diminishing. What is middle class?
It's easy to talk about something when you're not part of it.
Of course. Hello?
Yes. How about climate referee?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so I don't know, guys. You had this story this morning about this young lady.
Plenty of mouth.
Scott doing his Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
what's the deal?
About this young lady who apparently used funds to pay some personal bills. I mean, how many times has somebody given you the routing number and account number and you went, oh, let me go ahead and take that?
What could possibly go wrong?
And again, this person allegedly did that, but I'm just, you know, how often do people call you and go, psst, let me give you a routing number and account number to go ahead and pay some bills with? Because I guess I'm just hanging around with a different group of people. That hasn't happened to me lately.
We're like the guys on Office Space. We're talking about laundering money. We have to look it up in a dictionary.
7:23, okay. LaSalle Davis is due in a Hoboken, New Jersey municipal court next month for attacking his girlfriend with a cat.
Oh, my.
Not clear exactly from the story in the Newark Star-Ledger how he attacked her with the cat, but the woman reportedly had scratches on her back and arm. Apparently, he was angry when she didn't call him the night before.
How do you think the cat felt?
Yeah, why did the cat want to be in the middle of this? Nobody asked the cat.
Is it a weapon of opportunity?
Cat didn't say, I want to be part of this. She filed a restraining order against the guy. They'd been dating for 2 years. I guess the cat was the last straw. No word on how the cat's doing, by the way. And then here's just one of those one-line stories that you just wish you had more information on. In Louisiana, a naked woman stole a cab. That's all.
Was it cash cab?
Really?
It's more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
Flu season is here, and this year UPA wants to make it easier than ever to get your kids vaccinated. Beginning Monday, September 20th, UPA will host a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. No appointments are required, and shots are available for the entire family. Get your flu shot early. You'll help stop the spread of the virus, and that helps our entire community stay healthy. For more information, including specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
There are things that you do every day that, let's face it, you're good at. There are things that you do every day that maybe you need to work on. There are some things that you don't do every day that you know you need some help on. Things like buying a car. You ever wanted to know what's best for me? Is it the low interest rate? Is it the cash back option? What about credit questions? What if my credit's a little iffy? What if I have really good credit? What kind of rate might I expect? If you have questions about the car buying experience and you want honest answers, absolutely free, two words for you, ask Mike. Go to WTAW.com, scroll down, look for Mike Vivaldi's picture, click on the icon, send your question to Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto in Navasota. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Mike will take a look at your situation, and he will offer you advice based on his years in the car business about what could possibly work best for you. Get honest, free answers on the car buying experience. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike from Team Auto in Navasota.
Legendary Texas A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill will be at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to visit, take pictures, and sign autographs. Coach Sherrill will also have his book available for purchase, with the proceeds going to Texas A&M scholarships. Come to Montelongo's before the game to meet Coach Sherrill and to view the showcase of Montelongo's collegiate jewel line of Aggie jewelry. This exclusive line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces already displayed in Montelongo's showroom, or you can also go online to collegiatejewel.com. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, 401 University Drive East, the place to be this Saturday before the game as we get ready to beat the hell out of Florida International University. And for your chance to meet, shake hands, get an autograph, and discuss Aggie football with the one and only former Texas A&M head coach, Jackie Sherrill, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. For more information, visit Montelongo's.com or call 979-691-2019.
Hey, good morning. It's 727 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered a welcome basket with information on businesses. Be there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High today, actually, probably all the way through Tuesday, probably 94, 95, something like that. Low each night around 70 to 73 degrees. Winds will be kind of calm. Humidities are down a little bit low after today. Heat index is going to be kind of high today, about 101. Right now, humidity is 90%. Our heat index is 80. We have fair skies and 78 degrees.
Conductor Marcelo Busicchi leads the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 29th season. Throughout this landmark season, each concert will feature fantastic guest artists with local ties who have gone on to outstanding artistic careers. Join in the experience by purchasing season tickets at bvso.org. Single concert tickets are also available. Join the Brazos Valley Symphony for the season opener on October 3rd at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M campus. Remember, season and single tickets are on sale at www.bvso.org. Trustorealestateagentsco.org.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Folks, the state control media says that Christine O'Donnell's victory in Delaware has made a Republican Senate takeover less likely. CBS Elections Director Anthony Salvanto, ever heard of him, has published a state-by-state analysis. And of the 17 Senate races he looked at, he gives the edge to Democrats in only three: Connecticut, West Virginia, and Delaware. I say Republicans are competitive in even these states, including Delaware. But according to Salvanto, Republicans have the edge in seven races: Arkansas, Missouri, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and Indiana. You know what? It isn't impossible for Republicans to run the slate. Now look at the states CBS says are the toss-ups: California, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Nevada, Washington, and Wisconsin. Smart Money puts Florida in Republican territory, Rubio wiping his opponents off the map, Dingy Harry in deep doo-doo in Nevada, so much so he's trying to attach an amnesty provision to a defense bill to get the Hispanic vote. And here's something CBS doesn't get about California. When statewide votes are held, they lean conservative. Prop 187, Prop 8, prove it. Now, when the defining election issue is taxes, even California liberal voters tilt right, which is why Prop 13 is still on the books out there. Now, you add it all up, and we could see a Republican tsunami in the Senate, despite the conventional wisdom. And with voters everywhere on a tear to derail Obama policies, si, si, puede. Yes, we can.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 732, 74 degrees right now at the studios. Mid-90s for a high today. We'll tell you more about the weather, but first the news brought to you by Paramount Property Analyst, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good Friday morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Operational integrity is the title of the last public forum related to upcoming budget cuts hosted by Texas A&M University President Bowen Lofton.
It deals with operational integrity, which is a fuzzy thing to say. Admittedly, we're here to teach, to do our scholarly work, and to do our service engagement, but we also have to make the place work and make it livable. And so that topic is our next and last forum.
Lofton says police, compliance staff, custodians, and grounds crews are among those responsible for allowing teaching and research to take place.
Those are areas where we have to worry about our being able to keep going and keeping the place operational, a place we can actually use effectively for learning, research, for engagement. It's a catch-all in a way. There's a variety of things there, but I assure you everyone's just touched every day by those particular parts the university's operations, and so they're very critical. And we have to put those into the pot in talking about how we're going to allocate resources as well.
Today's forum starts at 10:30 in Rudder 601. Now, through the rest of the month, Lofton invites email comments. You can send those to askthepresident@tamu.edu. A website link to watch the forum live online is available through our website, WTAW.com. There's an arrest in the theft of more than $5,200 from the Bryan College Station Habitat for Humanity chapter. And as WTAW's Bill Oliver reports, the arrest came the same day Habitat announced a new executive director.
A College Station woman is accused of aggravated theft. 19-year-old Kelly Williams told investigators a friend gave her a routing and account number. She says she did not know the account belonged to Habitat. Under various names, Williams made over 20 payments to various creditors on Habitat's account between November of last year and March of this year. Habitat spokeswoman Abby Johnson says the missing money was the result of identity theft and the accused had no affiliation with the agency.
This bank has just very generously reimbursed Habitat for the majority of the funds. That being said, Habitat is doing what Habitat has always done. We're moving forward. We're building homes for families in our local community in need.
All but one of the transactions had been made before a former Habitat director contacted police. Williams has six other criminal cases pending in Brazos County District Court. She's accused of tapping into the bank accounts of two other individuals. She's charged with two thefts, one involving over $1,500 in merchandise from the Buckle. And there's filing false police reports and racing on the highway. Williams is free on bond while all seven cases work their way through Brazos County District Court. Habitat's new executive director comes to the Brazos Valley from 10 years in the nation's capital. Tori Wollen worked for the National Federation of Families for Children's Mental Health and the Ethiopian Community Development Council. She started her career as a Peace Corps volunteer in Kenya. The chairman of the local Habitat board, Peter Witt, says Wollen's background in organizational and fiscal management will help ensure Habitat's future. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At least two crime victims have an observant man to thank for leading police to a suspect. Wednesday night at a College Station coffee house, a woman walked away from her laptop computer for only a brief time, but that was still long enough for someone to steal it. A witness reported the theft, and a mile and a half away, police found the suspect on his bicycle.
They were able to detain the suspect. He was identified as being the person who had taken the laptop. Found the laptop about 100 yards away from him, opened it up, and, you know, her Facebook page was still open on the computer, and so it was obviously her computer.
College Station PD's Rhonda Seaton says the suspect also had a spark plug and a screwdriver, which are often used in vehicle burglaries, plus items reported stolen from a Bryan vehicle burglary earlier in the day. He also had a crack pipe. 31-year-old Ricky Malazzo of Bryan, who has two prior theft convictions, was arrested. And freeway traffic in Bryan will be altered in a second location this weekend. That's in addition to working around lane and highway closures in the area of the freeway and Briarcrest. TxDOT says the old Reliance Martin Luther King Bridge over the freeway will be closed Saturday night and freeway traffic will be diverted. The closure is to allow the completion of a new bridge deck. Freeway traffic is scheduled to return to normal by Sunday morning at 10. The bridge should reopen by Monday morning at 6. Still, it's likely to create a lot of problems for post-game traffic and even some pre-game traffic for the Florida International game coming up this weekend with the Aggies. So if you can avoid, again, the intersections of Highway 6 and Briarcrest, I know easier said than done there, but also Highway 6 and Old Reliance Road in Bryan, probably could save yourself some headaches this weekend. WTAW News Time, 737, 75 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
It's 737. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing.
Through today, partly sunny skies, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Your high temperature between 90 and 95. And then for tonight, slight chance of that shower or thunderstorm this evening. Some scattered clouds in mid-70s overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny into the mid-90s. Fair, middle 70s at night, and a mix of clouds and sun on Sunday. Slight chance of a thunderstorm. High temperature lower to middle 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're going to hear from Bob Ballard. We're going to hear from CM Peer as both of their football teams will go at it tonight in non-district play. We'll talk about that. Aggie volleyball wins over Texas last night in the Lone Star State Farm Lone Star Showdown, and we'll talk Texas Rangers, too, as they're getting closer and closer to wrapping up the AL West. That and more coming up in sports.
Yes, don't forget that you can hear the entire A&M football season right here on WTAW. We do it a game at a time, however.
Yeah.
And KZNE.
And KZNE.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're a simulcast.
Absolutely. So, here's a sports trivia question for you.
Hey.
All right, 695-1620, who won the WNBA championship?
Does anyone care?
Well, I know. Well, but that's okay. It's worth a prize.
And it's actually hardly trivia because it just happened last night.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but it's fresh hot trivia.
Fresh hot trivia.
695-1620, if you know who
Take
won.
Take that, Shipley's.
Yeah, if you,
you
if
know,
you
who,
know
won.
Who won.
Is there a bonus for knowing who they beat?
Oh, I don't know. So who won?
Seattle.
Who'd they beat?
Atlanta.
Wow.
Why do you know this?
Because the college football game was pretty bad and kept switching back and forth.
Wow.
It had to have been really bad.
Did NC State win it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So who's this?
Terry Bariski.
Well, Terry, I tell you what. Here's what I got for you, buddy, because you knew. I'm not going to ask you the score because we really don't care, but nonetheless. I got a $20.
We're afraid you'll know, Terry.
If there's a big bonus, I'll make up one.
Yeah, that's okay. No,
87-84, Terry. Go for it.
Okay.
It was in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. I got a $20 gift certificate for you from the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe, and I got a certificate good for a gallon of Bluebell ice cream.
Oh man.
Great.
All right. It's a half gallon. I'm sorry, it's a half gallon. But anyway, it's here. You know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Terry. See you later.
I was going to say, I didn't know they put Bluebell in gallon containers. It's the new super container.
Wow. Yeah. Take that and sit down with Oprah and spend the eight.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay, so there. Well, see, Todd, we actually did a sports story there that probably wouldn't have gotten covered, right?
You know what? It did not make my sportscast.
I knew it probably wouldn't.
Yeah, it didn't make my sportscast.
That's not surprising. It didn't make a lot of sportscasts, I would have guaranteed you
another
that.
Day, if they'd have played that on a Tuesday,
oh sure,
maybe it might have made it, but you know.
And we were someplace other than Texas. Yeah, probably Don't call. We've got a winner. Thanks. Uh-huh. It's all right if you're calling for that. Let's talk about what's really important. American Idol is holding auditions online. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah. You mean like you put
kind of smacks of desperation.
You put a video on or something?
Oh, so you think that everybody that's been getting is so horrible? Fox is celebrating the show's 10th anniversary by accepting videos from budding young pop stars at MySpace. The entries can't be longer than 40 seconds, and you have to choose from a list of approved songs. Those include Ain't No Sunshine, that's Bill Withers.
A great song.
It is a great song. You hate to think that people would be butchering that. Barry Manilow's Copacabana and Keith Urban's Kiss a Girl. Fox says some of the best entries will get an in-person tryout in Los Angeles. You have until October the 6th to get your video uploaded. You must be between the ages of 15 and 28. So there you are. It's at the MySpace spot for that. American, what is it? America's Got Talent? Yeah, okay.
American Idol.
Okay, fine. All right. So what do you mean when you say somebody is rich? President Obama wants to let taxes on the rich go up. Republicans say they don't want to do that. All of this gives rise to the critical question, what do you mean when you say rich? For Obama, it's any couple making more than $250,000 a year. Some people agree, some disagree. I mean, again, it depends on probably where you live as to whether or not you're rich, to keep things in perspective. And yesterday, Jack Cafferty, who'll kind of go off on almost anything.
He's kind of a curmudgeon.
He is. Mm-hmm. You got to have $200,000 to pretty much live in Manhattan. Well, that's fine. Of course, there are a lot of people who don't want to live in Manhattan, after all. The average household income in Manhattan is $121,000. The median was just about half that. And for you people who aren't statistician folks, the median means the middle, means half or above that figure and half or below it. The average household income in Manhattan at $120,000, so double that makes you rich. The average salary. Do you know what the average American wage earner's salary is? Got any idea?
Nationally?
Nationally.
$41,000.
But that's high.
It's actually low.
Is it really?
43.
I'll be darned.
Okay, 43 is average. So I went in to look at Brazos County, Texas, to see how they did. Brazos County.
And I'm sorry, where are you finding this information?
This information, I suppose, is from the new census information that just came out.
But where did you go to get it that you were able to specifically look up Brazos
County? Oh, Brazos County. I went to the Census Bureau facts.
Oh, okay.
On that.
Okay.
The per capita money income, 1999 is the last thing they've... No, we don't want to do that. Let's do the median income, okay? Median household income in Brazos County, $38,500. Texas, it's $50,000. Now, we got a little bit of an anomaly.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many students are getting counted?
We got a little bit of an anomaly there because of the fact that we have so many students. Why don't we go to Washington County. You want to try that? Because we probably don't have as many students in Washington County. And let's see what Washington County has, because that may be a truer indication of what we have here.
And is arguably the second most populous county in the Brazos County.
Yeah, that's true. So there now, the median income is $46,000. So if you will, that'd be above the national average. The average in Texas is $50,000. Average in Texas is $50,000. So there you go. And there's, by the way, 24 million Texans out there, according to the 2009 estimate. We'll get all those numbers coming out soon. But what is rich? Do you consider $250,000 to be rich? Because also you have to think about how much money you're going to be able to have to retire on. And, again, we all know people who make $250,000 or more, and we know a lot of people who don't. But the definition of what is rich, and as the politicians continue to bandy that about... What is it? As long as my taxes don't go up, then that's good, no matter whether you're rich or not. So, all right, and get this. Here's another statistic. Only 5% of Americans do anything vigorously, like running or biking or aerobics on any given day. And preparing meals is the most common moderate physical activity.
Wait, what if you vigorously criticize?
I don't know. Does that burn calories? I'm not sure.
I'd like to think it does.
Yeah.
Vigorously opine. Yeah. I mean, we do that for 3 hours.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We try to find things that in the world of geekism might be helpful in daily applications. And heaven knows there's new geeky things that are coming out all the time. How about this? At a tech conference in the Silicon Valley this week, a company called Bump unveiled a new mobile technology that allows users to send text messages to complete strangers. Instead of typing in the recipient's phone numbers, users take a photo of his or her license plate. The service requires users to download an app to their iPhone, register their license plate on Bump's website. Once they are registered, users can receive texts from anyone who has taken a photo of their license plate with the app. When the photo is uploaded, the app's image recognition software directs the text to the appropriate recipient, if, of course, he or she has joined the service. Think about it. Let's say that you're the news director of a Central Texas radio station, and you're really, really angry with somebody who just cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
Could take a picture of their plate.
Right.
Send them your frolickingly happy message.
Yeah.
And send it on its way. Yeah, something like that. Anyway.
If your children are half as ugly as you drive badly.
Oh, I like that. You'll just go ahead and have that one set up as a regular fast text message, right?
Oh, yeah, I'll have a speed message.
Enter
ready,
that in there.
That's right.
Because you don't want to have to be typing that in while you're driving.
No.
The website ZDNet offered a separate list of benefits that the app could offer to consumers and fellow drivers. If a driver has a coffee cup on his roof, for example, oh, yeah, sure. Or a near flat tire, oh, yeah, sure. Another driver could use the app to instantly let them know. Likewise, if he hits a parked car and flees the scene, witnesses could use that app to let the affected parties know. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, an app now that allows you to actually scream and yell at the Mozon who's in the vehicle next to you without having to get upset. You don't have to worry about your blood pressure going up. You just take the picture, hope they've signed up, And then you can just send them that little verbal blast.
OMGUSO. Yeah.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
When the music stops and the curtain falls on your days as a mother or father, what will you remember? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you're a parent, your life is probably filled with appointments and obligations. One mother said she felt like a glorified taxi driver carting around a bunch of bad tippers. She was expressing a growing fatigue that comes with a busy and overstretched lifestyle. If you're currently in the thick of a struggle with a son or daughter, or battling burnout, step back for a moment, then look ahead by looking back. The key to living a regret-free life is often found in one's ability to see the end at the beginning. When you're old and gray and the kids are grown and gone, what will you remember? Will you look back with a sense of peace and joy, or will you have regrets and wonder what could have been? As for me, I'll remember hearing those first cries and holding Trent and Troy tight. Scared to death that I'd drop one of them, but knowing I never would. Late night drives around a dark neighborhood to soothe the colicky baby. First steps, first words, and last minute midnight toy assembly jobs at Christmas Eve. Vacations on a tight budget, cold and wet tents, cars and trailers that won't run and kids that won't stop. Skinned knees and bloody noses. These are a smattering of the memories that time won't scatter, because in the end, these are among the few things that will really matter. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bear AM. An extra strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue. So you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bear AM, the morning pain reliever.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to Geico last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to Geico today.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 751. Here's a last look at a busy sports weekend, and it's brought to you by Awards and More. Congratulations, Texas A&M volleyball team. Last night at Reed Arena, in front of more than 3,000 fans, they defeated eighth-ranked Texas and did it in a sweep. Yeah, won it in three games. First time that's happened since 2003, and the win broke a 12-match losing streak to the Horns in that rivalry. As Texas A&M wins the first half point of the State Farm Lone Star Showdown, Kelsey Black had a match-high 13 kills. A&M pulled out 43 digs. Chelsea Ringel had 12 of those. Aggies don't have much time to celebrate, though. They will be in Lawrence, Kansas tomorrow night to take on the Jayhawks. So where's the Aggie offense after two games? It's really hard to say. They've gained more than 500 yards in each win, but they've had some red zone problems early in both of those games. So who better to ask where they are, where they're going, where they need to improve than the quarterback, Gerard Johnson?
I think it would just us be fluid in a sense that we score every time we have it. You know, so we're almost 80% on third down. I think we definitely are capable of doing that. You know, I just think just with no turnovers and you know, just lots of positive plays and just gashes, whether it's running the ball or throwing the ball, just kind of positive plays, a kind of a series of those, and not kind of the three good plays and three bad plays. You know, just kind of get that that fluid game going. I think we're capable of doing that, but I think we're close to getting there.
Aggies take on Florida International. Call them FIU, please. The Panthers tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Kyle Field. You'll hear the game right here on 1620. It all starts with the Fan Zone show starting at 3 o'clock. There are two Big 12 clashes to start the final season of what will be a 12-team war in the conference. Tomorrow morning, Iowa State and Kansas State meet in Kansas City, and tomorrow night, it's Texas at Texas Tech. In between, besides the Aggies and FIU, Nebraska is at Washington. Colorado hosts Hawaii. Oklahoma brings in Air Force. 2-0 Baylor has a big test at TCU. Oklahoma State will host Tulsa, and Missouri brings in San Diego State. Well, for all those high school football teams in 8-team districts, tonight's the final tune-up before district play, Bryan and Rudder included. Consol has the night off. They've already played their three games in 2-1. The 1-1 Bryan Vikings at home at Merrill Green Stadium to take on College Park coming out of the Woodlands. Bryan's the only 12-5A team playing tonight, so figure that just about every other school will have some sort of scout there. Bob Ballard figures that.
Yeah, no question. We'll have a lot of people there. There'll be seven staffs there at our ball game, more than likely. But that's okay. You know, while they're sitting around, we're able to hopefully we can go make another step forward to become a better football team.
Ballard says that despite playing without a lot of people right now who are injured, the Vikes are moving in the right direction.
We've got a pretty good football team. We've got some quality athletes at places. We've got to keep quality athletes. We can't lose too many of them. We lost Fabian for the year, and that's a problem. Still haven't got Kevin Jefferson back. Don't expect him to play on Friday. So we're still missing some people, some key folks, and you know, it's just going to be real, real important for us to gradually get back to full strength and get ready for district.
You'll be able to hear the game on 11:50 a.m. tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. The 3-0 Rudder Rangers travel to play C.E. King and to try to keep their non-district record perfect. King is 1-1 and would love to knock off the high-flying Rangers after the Rangers shut out Navasota last weekend. Of course, district play starts for Rudder next week when they host Hutto. Coach C.M. Pierce says that C.E. King will look kind of familiar.
Their team, they kind of put you in the mind of Navasota. They got that same kind of athlete on both sides of the football. He's going to play eight-man box, have eight-man down there for the run, and he's going to mix his coverages up, mix his fronts up. On the offensive side, he's going to be he's an eye attack guy. He will get into some one-back stuff, but he was in the spread, one back first game, second game he was high.
Now listen to this: we're going to have the Rudder C.E. King game tonight right here on 1620 WTAW. That broadcast will start a little bit after 7 o'clock. And welcome to the St. Joseph Eagles to the broadcast air tonight as they take on Brazos Christian in a crosstown battle at Brazos Christian. We will air that football game on 96.9 FM KACB, which will also be the home of the Rudder game broadcast after tonight. And again, you can hear all of these high school football games that we broadcast at RadioAggieland.com. That's over the internet. Texas Rangers start a four-game series in Seattle tonight with a 10-game lead over Oakland and a magic number of 8 to clinch the AL West. The Astros host Cincinnati this weekend. That's your look at sports. Busy weekend. I'm Tom Turpeville for awards and more at 7:56. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Valero Crossroads Aggieland is your Texas A&M tailgating headquarters on game day. Located at the corner of Holloman and Welburn, Valero Crossroads Aggieland is the closest convenience store on Welburn before you get to Kyle Field. Stop by and pick up your ice, beer, soft drinks, frozen bottles of water, or any other game day supplies. Valero Crossroads Aggieland, on the corner of Holloman and Welburn, a proud sponsor of Texas A&M football.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW coming up on 8 o'clock. Jess Fields joins us in College Station City Council in just a few minutes. If somebody near you yawns, do you yawn also?
More than likely, yes.
About half of adults yawn after someone else does, a phenomenon called contagious yawning. Wow.
That's technical. That's a stretch.
Yeah. Now a new study, has found that most children aren't susceptible to contagious yawning until they're about 4 years old, and that children with autism are less likely to yawn contagiously than others. So there you go. Kiddos, a mind of their own. You yawn? I'm not going to yawn. Don't make me yawn. I'm not going
to
do
it. Now I have something to do with my son this weekend.
Yawn! WTW College students.
From ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Hundreds of mourners plan to gather today for a funeral in San Francisco, remembering a mother and daughter killed last week when a gas pipeline exploded a few yards from their home in San Bruno. Angela Romero is a family friend.
My heart is very heavy right now, but with all the support of friends and family, it's making it a little bit easier.
Last night, Romero and others went to a memorial service for Jacqueline Gregg and her 13-year-old daughter, Janessa. 4 people died, nearly 40 homes destroyed by that explosion and raging fire. Thousands of people were without power this morning after a suspected tornado hit New York City. That's an extremely rare event. This woman lives in Brooklyn and says the storm was scary.
When I looked, I saw my garbage can go flying over the fence. Oh, then I looked out the window, everything was black.
The National Weather Service is sending out investigators after the fierce storm toppled trees and ripped roofs off homes. The worst of it hit right around last night's rush hour. One motorist was killed. And in central Ohio, more fierce weather. At least one person died and a number of people injured, as well as plenty of destruction because of the storms. The White House announcing today Elizabeth Warren will be appointed to head up a new agency aimed at protecting consumers when they deal with banks.
In addition to getting the brand new federal agency staffed and organized, Elizabeth Warren will begin the process of setting new lending policy so as to avoid hidden fees or predatory practices for credit card agreements, bank overdraft notices, or mortgages.
That's ABC's Jake Tapper at the White House. The government says consumer prices rose 0.3% last month, a bit more than expected. The core rate, taking out food and energy, was unchanged. That said, rising food and commodity prices are putting upward pressure on inflation. This is ABC News.
The Home Depot now has a variety of vanity sets starting at just $49. Great quality for an even better value. That's a purchase that reflects not only your good taste, but your good sense as well. We've lowered the cost of renewing and redoing your bath thanks to stunning vanity sets starting at just $49. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Faucets sold separately while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3, with triple points on airfare. By 2, with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
Hurricane Carl gained in strength, top winds of 120 miles per hour now. It's likely to make landfall today in Mexico near Veracruz.
Right on the coast, we expect a storm surge of 12 to 15 feet above normal tide levels. It could be a very dangerous event.
Eric Blake of the National Hurricane Center says Carl is bringing along very heavy rains. Glenn Beck had his rally in Washington, D.C., with a lot of people attending. Now another TV show host wants his followers to come out. Jon Stewart, host of The Daily Show on Comedy Central, has announced what he calls a million moderate march in D.C.
We will gather on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., a million moderate march where we take to the streets to send a message to our leaders and our national media that says...
Jon Stewart, sometimes serious, sometimes not. It's not clear how organized this effort will actually be. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Crawfish season may be over at the Tap, but the Friday party continues with the Tap's Peel and Eat Shrimp and Fried Catfish Fest. All of the shrimp and catfish are made fresh to order, along with the same great Tap drink specials of $2 margaritas on the rocks, $2.50 domestic pints, and $2.50 tecates. Make your dinner plans at the Tap this and every Friday with a brand new weekend kickoff tradition with the Peel and Eat Shrimp and Fried Catfish Fest at the Tap in the Woodstone Center on Harvey Road. The Tap wants you to party safe. Designate a driver.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
St. Joseph Catholic School will be holding their 23rd annual golf tournament on Monday, September 27th at Briarcrest Country Club. Teams of four have their choice of a 7:30 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. tee time and compete for bragging rights in a closest to the pin, longest drive, and longest putt contest. Prizes will be awarded and lunch will be provided by Outback Steakhouse. Businesses can support the St. Joseph Catholic School tournament by calling 822-6641. No rain date, September 27th is the date. Call now to register 822-6641 or you can email golf@stjosephbcs.org.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 76 degrees right now at the studios, headed to a high today in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Today is the last of five Texas A&M forums collecting information to reduce spending to meet state-mandated budget cuts. President Bowen Lofton admits the title of today's focus, Operational Integrity, sounds a bit fuzzy.
We are concerned about how well we can maintain certain parts of our operation here. I'll mention some in particular. Police, environmental health and safety, compliance, facilities dealt with, structures. How about people that clean the structures, people that cut our grass, those are areas where we have to worry about our being able to keep going and keeping the place operational.
Lofton has used the forums as one way to generate comments regarding the university's greatest needs and best use of resources.
These are actually recorded and made available to you on the website about a day later. You can go to the website and look at this whole thing, and you can still send in the messages to our email address there to let us know your thoughts about anything that's happened, not just today, but in the past as well. This is not meant to be the only place and time you can actually make comments.
The email address to send comments is askthepresident@tamu.edu. Today's forum starts at 10:30 in Rutter 601. There's a link on our website to watch the forum live. You can go to WTAW.com. The same day Habitat for Humanity introduced a new director in Bryan College Station, an arrest was made in the theft of more than $5,200 from the organization last winter. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Habitat's new executive director, Tori Wolin, comes from 10 years in Washington, D.C., most recently with the National Federation of Families for Children's Mental Health and the Ethiopian Community Development Council. Following college, she worked for the Peace Corps in Kenya. The chairman of the local Habitat board, Peter Witt, says Wolin's background in organizational and fiscal management will help ensure Habitat's future. Last March, Habitat's former director reported to Bryan Police the agency office was a victim of a forgery. 6 months later, there's an arrest. 19-year-old Kelly Williams of College Station told investigators a friend gave her the checking account number and routing number of the financial institution belonging to Habitat. Habitat spokeswoman Abby Johnson says it was a case of identity theft, and their bank has reimbursed Habitat for most of the stolen money.
This individual has no affiliation with Habitat for Humanity whatsoever as a staff member, volunteer, contract person, just no affiliation at all.
Williams, who also says she did not know she was stealing from Habitat, used various names to make over 20 payments on Habitat's account between November of last year and March of this year. Court records accuse Williams of crimes in 7 cases. She's accused of taking money from the bank accounts of 2 other individuals. She's charged with 2 thefts, one involving over $1,500 of merchandise from the Buckle. And there's filing false police reports and racing on the highway. Williams is free on bond while all 7 cases work their way through Brazos County District Court. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's another example that being observant and reporting a crime can pay off. Wednesday night at a College Station coffee house, a woman who left her seat for a brief period had her laptop stolen. A witness told the victim he saw who picked it up. Rhonda Seaton with College Station Police says when they were notified, officers started toward the business and the general area.
They'll start driving around, you know, the neighboring streets looking, you know, trying to find the person who's fled the scene. And that's what happened in this case. We had a good description. One of our officers was over in the area of Lincoln and Munson, which is quite a distance, but the suspect was on a bicycle.
31-year-old Ricky Malazzo of Bryan was arrested after they found the laptop about 100 yards from the stop. It still had the victim's Facebook page on the screen. Officers also arrested Malazzo for possessing burglary tools and a crack pipe. And more traffic reminders if you drive in Bryan this weekend. Tomorrow night, this is the Martin Luther King Jr. Old Reliance Bridge over the Highway 6 Rutter Freeway will be closed. Freeway traffic will be diverted to allow the completion of a new bridge deck. Freeway traffic should return to normal by Sunday morning at 10. The bridge will stay closed until about Monday morning at 6. And, of course, this is all in addition to other work going on 2 exits to the south at the intersection of Briarcrest and the Rutter Freeway. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 77 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing.
it's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
The best school year in your child's life could be this year. Learn how to help your child be successful in school and find out what teachers wish parents knew. Read what local experts say in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595, 695-9595.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welburn Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Hey, it's 8:14. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Through today, partly sunny skies, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Your high temperature between 90 and 95. And then for tonight, slight chance of that shower or thunderstorm this evening. Some scattered clouds in mid-70s overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny into the mid-90s. Fair, middle 70s at night. And a mix of clouds and sun on Sunday. Slight chance of a thunderstorm. High temperature lower to middle 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it's 8:14, and happy Yom Kippur. The Day of Atonement. Turn your music off. Turn your music off. Thank you. Day of Atonement. One of the high holy days for your friends in the Jewish faith. Did you say among the birthdays today, David Souter?
No, I didn't. I missed the
Supremes.
No,
one of the Supremes. One of the Supremes. Not a Supreme anymore.
Right.
You know, still lives in a house like his family's owned
for like Mary Wilson,
70 years. And apparently what they would do is when he was there, you know, the sheriff's office would drive up and down his road about once an hour, but he never asked him to do anything other than that. And now I think he's probably just got a stack of National Geographics, and he's just kind of sitting there reading stuff. You know what I mean?
He's catching up.
I think so. By the way, tomorrow, Oktoberfest begins in Munich, Germany.
Jawohl.
Ends on October the 3rd. They drink their beer warm, however. And also tomorrow, something that you might want to celebrate is National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh.
Go ahead and have yourself a cheeseburger. I would recommend that you go ahead and put, goat cheese on there. That really makes it delectable.
It melts so well.
It does. Those little globules there. And then on the Sunday, maybe you want to avail yourself to this. It's a butterscotch day. Butterscotch pudding day.
Meh.
How did butterscotch pudding ever happen? You know,
how did any pudding ever happen?
Well, how did butterscotch start?
Well, that's it. That's a good question. Jess Fields will be here in just a few minutes.
Well, you think Lifesaver? Did they invent the butterscotch?
I'm sure if there were only some place you could go where that information might be available.
I'm just thinking that maybe the first butterscotch came from like a some sort of a candy mint, like a Lifesaver.
Mr. Sokol,
like
you have
that.
Any idea?
No. Mm-hmm. I would try to find some sort of online resource that aggregates information
if there might be. I bet you there probably is a butterscotch.
You think there's a communications position for the Butterscotch Association of America?
Do you?
Well, I don't know. You haven't had that job?
But I bet even it wouldn't have its controversy. Would have its controversy.
That's right. Yeah.
But with Sokol, he has to know what the shirts look like.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see what the logoed shirts look like.
Food historians have several theories regarding the name and origin of this confectionery, but none are conclusive. I guess that should be none is conclusive.
Yes.
One explanation is the meaning, quote, to cut or score for the word scotch, as the confection must be cut into pieces or scotched before hardening. It's also possible that the scotch part of its name was derived from the word scorch. However, the word was first recorded. Oh, this is just about the words, not about the.
Oh. Does it say anything about single malt?
No.
Okay,
nothing about Glenlivet or anything.
Okay. Well, that's fine. All right, so that's fine. So, what's going on in the city of College Station?
Nothing. I mean, it's usually pretty quiet over there.
Well, no, it's not. But anyway, he thought we'd fall for that, didn't he?
Our city councilman Jess Fields is making the the fast elevator run right now, and we'll be in here in a moment. But I can tell you, the last week I was at a national conference of my peers, and we did pretty well there.
Did you?
Yeah, we were recognized for some excellence in video work.
Oh.
We have two very talented broadcast media guys in Chad Cockrum and Mark Beal, and they just do great stuff. So we are recognized for our work there.
Have you guys seen the College Station bobble arm doll? You shake it and it pats itself on the back. That's right.
Oh, you know I'm going to go look that up when I get back, if we can find that.
Who saw the – did? What was the coolest city logo you saw?
Coolest city logo?
Did you see one that you really liked that, you know?
You know, branding really wasn't a big deal this year.
Oh, okay.
Usually that's one of the main topics. This year it's, wrangling with technologies, mobile technologies, how to do more with less or how to do less with less. And, I mean, those were the common themes. So it's everything's shifting to mobile technologies, and that's probably where you'll see us shifting as well.
Wait, when you go to that conference, does your business card say Funny Water Calendar Guy?
No, but some people do know me as
they
that.
They remember that.
Yeah, some people still talk about that.
Yeah, you basically made a name for yourself. All right, we're going to move on to other stuff then.
More important than that?
Well, I don't know about that.
All right.
Jess Fields joins us this morning. Jess, how are you?
How are you doing, Scott?
Good. Thanks for coming in and joining us this morning. Want to give you an opportunity kind of just catch us up from your view. You've had a chance to be through a few council meetings, some of them long, some of them longer. I'm sure there's some surprises from being on council as opposed to what your thoughts were. So kind of share your thoughts after being on council for a little while.
I ran because I wanted to do what I believed in and espouse what I believed in, vote the way I really feel, and I've found that sometimes it really is lonely to be the one vote on a 5 or 6 to 1 vote, and I've certainly been on a few of those. I guess the only thing I wish was different really is I wish more people agreed on council with some of my opinions, but that's okay. I think that's why we have a representative government with 7 different council members, including the mayor, so that we can have different opinions. And so the most refreshing thing has been there is good discussion, good debate. Everything that comes up, I'm glad to see that for the most part, very respectful debate, and we all have our own opinions. So.
You come from a completely different generation than some of the people who were on that council, haven't lived here as long as some of the people on the council, but basically explain for us, I mean, there are good aspects to that and there are bad aspects to that, but kind of to be someone who is so much younger than other members of the council, kind of talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, it does create interesting differences, I guess, sometimes in terms of being quite a bit younger. One thing recently, there was a presentation about traffic monitoring systems, and the gentleman who was presenting mentioned Bluetooth. And I think I may have been the only person on the council besides Keita Marie Lyles who knew what Bluetooth was. it was kind of humorous, but no, I mean there is definitely a generational difference there. I ran asking if people wanted to see a fresh perspective on council, different opinions, and I guess it does inform my opinions a little bit differently. But I think it's a good thing to have that new perspective on there. But
do you feel like you communicate with the citizens of College Station in a different way than the other members of council?
Not necessarily. I communicate very directly with the citizens. I mean, I've held town hall meetings. I've gone out and talked to people as much as I can. I try and respond to emails very, very promptly, and I take calls on my personal cell phone. I just try and interface as much as possible so that I can be as accountable as possible.
I don't know if we've asked you this. I try to ask members of council when they come in. How do you feel about receiving and sending electronic communications during council meetings?
I think it's, for the most part, something that we shouldn't be doing. I do think there are times where maybe the city manager has to receive, a message or something or send one to one of the staff members. And I think there could be times where the mayor would have a similar need. For the most part, I don't think we should be, using our cell phones, if that's what you mean, and text messaging. I think that's pretty inappropriate.
Jess Fields, member of the College Station City Council, with us this morning. College Station, basically a young city in the ways that a lot of people would measure governmental entities. Do you think that there needs to be some sort of a charter review for the city of College Station? And if so, how should that process be handled?
Absolutely. There is currently a lot of discussion about how we're going to do that. I think it's very important that we have that. The best way to do it would be to create a citizen committee to vet some of the changes first, to just come up with some good ideas, bring that to council, and then council as a committee would look at that, and we would maybe bring some of those decisions forward to the voters. Of course, any charter change has to be approved by the Voters College Station, so we're not going to be able to make any arbitrary changes. But it's very, very important that the decision on what needs to be changed come from the citizens. I mean, the council members don't need to be necessarily making that decision all alone.
This week, kind of a monumental situation took place as Bryan and College Station signed a contract for the new landfill. Kind of like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, obviously, I wasn't here for most of that. Thank goodness, because it obviously was not always the best situation for either city. In the end, I think we found a reasonable solution that'll be good for both people in College Station and in Bryan. The citizens of College Station, from my perspective, are going to get a great park that's 71 feet above the surrounding landscape, by the way, which is pretty cool. You can see quite far from the top of that. But it really is going to be a good, amenable solution. I think it took a long time to get there. But now that we've put that past us, I look forward to better College Station-Bryan relations in the future, because there really is no reason the city should fight, Scott. You know, we share so much more than we're different. So,
Jess Fields, College Station City Council member, joining us. We've had a couple of key individuals leave the city or announce they're leaving the city. Mark Smith is leaving, and also Tony Cisneros, who's the head of Parks and Recreation. Your thoughts on those two officials who are in key positions leaving so close?
Well, I mean, personnel changes are going to be part of any large organization, and we've got more than 800 employees in the city of College Station, so it's easy to zoom in on two high-level folks leaving and say there must be something wrong with the city of College Station. For the most part, I don't really think it signals anything in particular. In Mark Smith's case, it's definitely something that he wants to do, and clearly he is actually going to continue to live in the city of College Station. And then Mr. Cisneros, obviously has served the city very well also. So there's nothing particular about it. I think it's just anything that will happen in a large organization changes like that.
We're going to have a new city manager soon. Any thoughts on how that process should move on? For instance, should there be an outside firm brought in, or as one member of council, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think we want to save as much money as possible. We don't want to spend taxpayer money where it's not necessary to spend taxpayer money. And so we would like to internalize as much of the process as possible. But what we're going to do is we're going to see what's effective. You know, we're going to look at every possible scenario by which we can find the most qualified person to serve the citizens of College Station, to manage the city and the budget, and do all these very prudently and wisely and expertly. We're going to find that person with the right experience, with the right skill set, and we're going to do it however we feel is best. But we're going to try and save as much money as we can in the process. There's no reason to spend $50,000, $100,000 going and finding somebody in North Dakota when there may well be somebody here in Texas that's just as good or has Texas experience. And you never know where that person's going to come from. So we're going to do it in a very efficient way, and we're hopefully going to find a great person for the citizens.
What are the thoughts was that Mr. Cisneros, while head of Parks and Recreation, spoke against the idea of installing trees along the bypass from the standpoint of operation and maintenance beyond the initial investment. Now, that's just one example, but kind of give us your feel as one member of council how you feel about the importance of O&M after something has been put in place.
Well, you have to be I'm not a big fan of that particular expenditure. Of course, that was something that was approved by the voters, but we do have to be careful with capital projects in terms of what O&M they obligate us to. And I think that's something that we often forget about. You know, when we pass a capital project, when the voters pass a bond, we're not just passing something being built. We're passing a great deal of maintenance that goes with that. The O&M. And so we do need to be very, very careful of that. I think that's probably one of the main things that creates a constant growth in the need for city expenditure, because there are very few things that the city necessarily expands that don't expand also with population. You know, streets, you have more streets, you have more public services. Those are things that are going to grow with the population. But capital projects are things that we install. We certainly don't always have to, and the O&M will come with those on a per project basis. So it's a little bit more controllable. I think we need to be very careful about that. Voters need to remember that too as we vote bonds in. I mean, we need to make sure that we're voting for things that we can afford down the line.
Well, you mentioned roads, and obviously on the there will be an initiative there for for the citizens of College Station to look at a transportation impact fee. I think you, I'm correct in saying that you are opposed to that. Is that correct?
That's right. I voted against it.
So it's going to be on there. What's the game plan if this fails? What if the citizens of College Station say, no, we do not want a transportation use fee?
Well, if the citizens of College Station fail the transportation user fee, which, of course, would go on the utility bill of everybody in the city of College Station who pays a utility bill, it would probably have to come out of the general fund. I mean, it would have to come out of our property tax and our sales tax. As one council member, I do feel like that's a more appropriate way to raise that revenue. I certainly don't want new taxes in place if we don't have to. But I think we have to be prudent in making sure that if we're going to raise that revenue, we look to be conservative and maybe cut that similar amount from other places where perhaps it's not being as well spent. Road maintenance is one of the absolute core services that we depend on as a great thing that we do in College Station. We have excellent roads. I mean, we're very proud of our roads. We want to make sure we upkeep them, but the citizens will make the decision. I mean, that's ultimately the thing I'm happiest about. You know, I may have voted against it going on the ballot, may have voted against the fee, but I do think at least we have a voice as citizens. Citizens can make sure that they, have their voice heard on that matter and vote on it. If they want it, they'll approve it. And if they don't, then they won't approve it, But at this point, my job as a council member is pretty well done on that, Scott. I'm not going to go out and advocate one way or the other on it because I think that'd be inappropriate. At this point, it's up to the voters.
City Council had asked for an increase in the hotel-motel tax rate. It did go up, but not nearly as much as they wanted. As one member of council, are you in favor of revisiting that, asking the legislature to again raise the hotel-motel tax rate?
I think we need to be careful. I'm not going to say one thing or another about that, but the one thing we must remember is that the hotel-motel tax monies are not simply outsider monies. You know, there are those who would say, well, that's visitor monies that are being taxed, but that money would flow into our economy if we didn't take it away as a tax. So I think we need to remember that above all else. However, it is an important way that we can raise revenue, and it doesn't directly affect our citizens, but there is an indirect effect there. I mean, that's money for our economy if we don't tax it. I don't really necessarily care one way or the other what the legislature does. I think I just care about making sure the city of College Station spends the money wisely.
I think it's safe to say the November elections will probably be a record number of voters in a city council race simply because it's a special election. As one probably member so. Of council, what's your feeling about having city elections to coincide with other election dates in November?
I'm a big fan of it. I think that we should have city elections in November. Again, that's just my opinion. But I think the more you can get people involved in their local government, the more that they will have a say in what goes on. And the May elections can be inconvenient for people. I mean, the fact of the matter is it coincides not only with when students leave for finals, it also coincides when a lot of professors leave and a lot of people leave for the summer to go work elsewhere. And it's just not the most convenient time, in my opinion. But I think the November idea is definitely one that perhaps a charter review, for example, would come up with. Hey, this may be something that voters should think about, and they would vote on that. So, if people are interested in that idea, I encourage them to contact the city and say, hey, we want November elections. And I don't know where people stand on that, but for me, I think it's a good idea.
If we had a look at the Jess Fields to-do list, what's it look like right now?
The number one thing by far is transparency. You know, we can't have a government that hides financial records, that hides what it's doing from the voters. And that's why this summer I asked for a transparency measure that the state of Texas already has in place and that I think 150 municipalities and different agencies across the state have in place. You know, Scott, you probably know this, but Texas is the leader in the transparency movement for governments of all shapes and sizes. And I've asked that we put our checks and our financial records completely online on the Internet so that all voters, citizens, whomever, can go online and take a look at that and help us expose corruption, help us expose waste if it's there. We don't necessarily know that, that exists, but it's good to have that transparency and shine a light on it. So that's being brought back at some point. Staff is working on that. I'm really excited to see that measure is going to possibly come forward. And that's another thing that, having input from the citizens really helps. That was something that when I was running, people said, hey, what if you got elected, you could maybe take a look at this. I thought, that's a great idea. Why not have all the financial records online? So that's something that I think think would be one of the biggest changes City College Station could make that would be beneficial to citizens. And that's really what I'm most excited about. And we also have, as you know, street vendors possibly going to be allowed to park on Northgate and to provide a lot of choices for folks up there. I think anytime you have a pedestrian area, it's important to allow small businesses to operate and to begin. Street vendors are a way for people to get their feet wet in the marketplace and to provide some good competition. You know, we're not afraid of competition in the City of College Station. We believe in a vibrant, robust economy, whether you're a small vendor or whether you're an established big restaurant. And I think that would be fantastic, especially with the closure of College Main, to allow those folks up there. So there's a couple of things I'm excited about, but I think the transparency measure is going to make a big change if that comes through.
Okay. Good. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Jess Fields, a member of the College Station City Council, visit with folks from College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
Hey, the Aggie Report's a presentation of the College Station Medical Center. I'm Dave South. Welcome to today's report. Texas A&M and Florida International. First time that the two will meet in football on the field at Kyle tomorrow night. We'll have the broadcast at 5 on the Aggie Radio Network. Game time is 6 o'clock. Get your tickets. You can go to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets. You can call our AT&T Wireless toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. A look at the game in a moment and a comment from Tim DeRuiter, the Aggies defensive coordinator. All that coming up after this. Aggie football season moves to game number 3 this Saturday when A&M entertains Florida International at Kyle Field. Kick time, 6 o'clock. Come early, enjoy the fan zone, which opens 3.5 hours before kickoff. Support the team through the Spirit Walk at 3:45. Kids yell with the Aggie L leaders at 3:30. The core march in, pregame practice, and then the 6 o'clock kickoff. Tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. Kyle Field, experience the spirit. Texas A&M and Florida International out at Kyle Field tomorrow night. Game time is 6 o'clock. Our broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starts at 5 again. Be there. See the game in person. Go to AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets for your tickets. Or you can call 1-888-99-AGGIE. That's the AT&T Wireless toll-free ticket hotline. Texas A&M and FIU have never met on the football field. A&M has faced several Sun Belt Conference teams over the years, including Arkansas State, Louisiana Lafayette, Louisiana Monroe, Middle Tennessee State, and North Texas. In the Aggies' most recent meeting with a Sun Belt opponent, it was against Arkansas State, and the Aggies lost that one by a score of 18-14. That was the 2008 season. FIU one game under their belt. They lost to Rutgers 19-14, making his FIU debut. Jeremiah Harden lived up to the offseason hype by racking up 88 yards on just 15 carries for an average of 5.9 yards per carry. Again, that was Jeremiah Harden, a running back for the Golden Panthers. Tim DeRuiter, our defensive coordinator, an outlook here, scouting report on FIU.
They're another spread type of offense. Their offensive coordinator came from the University of Toledo last year. So our summer study, we looked at a lot of their games from last year. They're a little bit more multiple formation and multiple personnel grouping at Toledo than what they showed Saturday against Rutgers. They've only had one game for us to look at. They've got some really good skill players that, you know, they spread you out just like everybody and try to get one-on-one situations. So they create some problems and probably a little bit more quarterback running game problems also.
Texas A&M defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter. Hey, by the way, A&M has a recent win over FIU. It came in baseball in the regional down in Miami. The Aggies won that one. See you out at Kyle tomorrow. Fan Zone broadcast as you're coming into town on WTAW, 1620 AM, our flagship station. It will start at 3 o'clock. Again, our broadcast for the game on the Aggie Radio Network will start at 5. You'll hear it over many of these same stations. I'm Dave South, and that's today's Aggie Report.
We got an early start yesterday on Bubba's Church Tour talking about Grace Bible Church in College Station. Senior Pastor Brian Fisher and Outreach Pastor Pat Coyle talking about the history that dates back to the early 60s when it was Bryan Baptist Temple before becoming Grace Baptist Church in 1965. Brian Fisher and Pat Coyle both grew up in the church. Brian worked through the ranks and became the senior pastor 6 years ago. The pioneer families of the church are credited with its vast growth that continues today and the vast ministry. And one of those men was the late Dick Davison, a World War II veteran who I had the honor to know. Here's Brian Fisher.
He's another one of my theological and spiritual mentors. He was one of the greatest visionaries for our church, even though as I was on church staff, he was our oldest elder, but also the best visionary. And he had seen this whole progress of the church, and he was a bit of a historian himself, so he cataloged a lot of this. He came actually after the first move. The church started in downtown Bryan on 27th Street, and that's when it was Bryan Baptist Temple in 61.
Then a few years later, they bought a barracks from Bryan Air Force Base.
Located it on South College. They were Bryan Baptist Temple. Joe Wall came, and he began to preach grace, and the church split and became Grace Baptist Church, and then a few years later became Grace Bible Church. Went through some other interim senior pastors, and a man named Bob Prawl came, and Bob had been on Campus Crusade for Christ staff. He also had been in real estate, and he purchased the property on Anderson.
Now, that main campus on Anderson Street was acquired in a unique way, for a unique reason, from a unique source, from the Catholic Church. You see, they needed to sell it to help fund the Pope's trip, Pope John Paul II, his trip to San Antonio.
And the diocese in San Antonio needed to raise money for that trip. So property came for sale on the other side of Anderson Street, and the diocese sold us that property on the west side of Anderson Street. I had originally actually thought that all that belonged to the City College Station, it was Parks, but the city was leasing it from the Catholic Diocese. So they sold that to us, and we built our new building.
Like we said, there are several families who have been the drive train for Grace Bible Church, including the Davisons.
The Davisons' children still come. Right. Julie Larson and her husband Rick, and Julie plays the keyboards every Sunday morning, and their son Dick and Karen are actively involved, lead Bible studies, teach Sunday school, and then the Coyles, Harry and JoJo, and the Lunsfords, Jack and Jan Lunsford, and their children. So those are the Lambert and Stella Wilkes.
And, of course, Joy Davison still comes and is instrumental with the church. Some of the other pioneers, the Walls, he said the Coyles, Mr. Lindsay and Mrs. Emil. Grace Bible Church expanded a few years ago when they took over the former building that was A&M Church of Christ, and that has helped extend its ministry, especially to students.
The new site that we started over by the high school, right across the street from high school, used to be A&M Church of Christ, and they had held onto that property as a kind of a community center. They had Boys and Girls Club there, and Young Life met there, and I think Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach, and we approached them about purchasing that a few years ago. They're willing to sell it to us, so we bought that property, started our new site there right across the street from high school, which is just perfect location. And that's where I went to high school. Pat was at Bryan High, I was at Consol, so I parked in that parking lot as a high school student, so I'm real familiar with that building.
For a lot of information on Grace Bible Church, you can go to their website, which is grace-bible.org. It's a wonderful ministry. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
WTAW News Time is 8:40. It is 84 degrees right now at the studios as we head toward a high today in the mid-90s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final news update for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Operational Integrity is the title of the last public forum related to upcoming budget cuts hosted by Texas A&M University President Bowen Lofton.
Deals with operational integrity, which is a fuzzy thing to say. Admittedly, we're here to teach, to do our scholarly work, and to do our service engagement. But we also have to make the place work and make it livable. And so that topic is our next and last forum.
Today's forum starts at 10:30 in Rudder 601. A website link is available to watch the forum live online. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, and click on the story. Through the rest of the month, Lofton invites email comments to askthepresident@tamu.edu. Freeway traffic in Bryan will be altered in a second location this weekend. That's in addition to working around lane and highway closures in the area of the Rudder Freeway and Briarcrest. TxDOT says the Old Reliance Martin Luther King Bridge over the freeway will be closed Saturday night, and freeway traffic will be diverted. The closure is to allow the completion of a new bridge deck. Now, freeway traffic is scheduled to return to normal by Sunday morning at 10. The bridge should reopen by Monday morning at 6. This is going to obviously cause some traffic delays and traffic problems not only to the church crowd Sunday morning, but also because it is a game weekend. So if you can avoid those two intersections in Bryan, I know it's going to be easier said than done, but but if you can, probably save yourself some time and some headaches. Again, that's Briarcrest at Highway 6 and Old Reliance Road at Highway 6. And at least two crime victims have an observant man to thank for leading police to a suspect. Wednesday night at a College Station coffee house, a woman walked away from her laptop computer for a brief time, but it was long enough for someone to steal it. A witness reported the theft, and about a mile and a half away, police found the suspect on his bicycle.
They were able to detain the suspect. He was identified as being the person who had taken the laptop. Found the laptop about 100 yards away from him, opened it up, and, you know, her Facebook page was still open on the computer, and so it was obviously her computer.
College Station PD's Rhonda Seaton says the suspect also had a spark plug and a screwdriver commonly used in vehicle burglaries, plus items reported stolen from a vehicle burglary in Bryan, as well as drug paraphernalia. 31-year-old Ricky Malazzo of Bryan was arrested. WTAW News Time, 8:42. That's a final news update for the morning, brought to you by Allen Honda. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Classes are filling up fast at Allen Academy, but there's still time to enroll your child for the new school year. At Allen, the focus is always on learning, thanks to the Rights, Responsibilities, and Outcomes program. Students are taught to respect each other and resolve conflicts without confrontation, so kids can enjoy a classroom environment free from disciplinary disruptions. If your child needs a place where a great education is always the first priority, call 776-0731 or click on allenacademy.org.
I know you've been waiting all year. It's finally here, the world-famous Cheyenne Chicken Dinner. The Cheyenne Barbecue Chicken Dinner with all the fixings. We have our dads doing the cooking.
Only $8 a plate. Dine in or drive through from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, September 17th in the Silver Cafeteria at Bryan High. Call 209-2584 for tickets and info. Come early for our annual fundraiser and then stay late for the game and see our halftime performance of Streamer Jazz.
Come on! You know you're hungry!
Hey, here's a deal for you. It's pretty good, let me tell you. Call 1-800-915-1866. That's Suddenlink. Call Suddenlink today and ask how to get HBO free for 12 months. And by the way, HBO has a new drama series. It's called Boardwalk Empire. It premieres on the 19th of September, 8 o'clock our time, from Terrence Winter, who was an Emmy-winning writer for The Sopranos, and then Academy Award director Martin Scorsese, who probably will direct some episodes of this. Set in Atlantic City, Steve Buscemi, who's really a really good actor. This is about the dawn of Prohibition in 1920, and it's kind of a period piece, and it's neat. You know, by the way, you can choose from over 140 titles on HBO On Demand. If you have Suddenlink Advanced Digital TV, you get On Demand free. All the HBO subscribers get HBO On Demand absolutely free. So call Suddenlink, 1-800-915-1866, or visit suddenlink.com to find out about that. Of course, next week is premiere week for almost all the networks. And if you've got that DVR, what a great deal, because you don't have to pick and choose the shows that you want to sample, that you want to try, to see if those are shows that you want to watch regularly. Just go ahead and load it into your DVR, and then when you've got time on your schedule, you watch it. All yours at Suddenlink. Call them at 1-800-915-1866.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, I'm always talking about how you'll find a world of treasures at Half Price Books, a constantly changing selection of new and used books, music, movies, and more, because they buy from their neighbors every day. Always new surprises for the whole family. It's why Jenny, the kids, and I are always dropping in. So it comes as no surprise that I get great stories on my page at hpb.com. This one from Daniel pretty much sums it up. You go in and bam, it's all in your face. Books galore, music, movies, and other random stuff you find here and there. And I love the records. Good stuff, great price. I couldn't have said it better. So go to halfpricebooks.com, click on my page, and send me your favorite story. I'll send you a little something to make your next trip to Half Price Books even more fun. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. On South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. And I hope to hear from you real soon.
Hey, there you go. It's 8:46. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by the folks at Brazos Bounty.
Through today, we'll have partly sunny skies continuing along with a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. The high temperature generally up between 90 and 95, running a bit above average. And for tonight, generally fair weather, though there could be a shower or thundershower this evening. Low temperature, low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a few building clouds into the mid-90s, fair in the 70s at night. And Sunday, partly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. High temperature, low to mid-90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:46. Our thanks to Jess Fields for coming in. I mean, he's not like Maloney in that I can kind of battle back and forth with Maloney, but, you know, Jess has a perspective on just about everything I ask him. So, you know, glad to have him in here. All right. Apparently, your ability to control impulses declines with age. Chase?
Yes.
I can't tell you what bad news that might be.
Yeah, no kidding. So much for biting my tongue
really,
or trying to get better at it.
So your ability to control impulses declines with age. So does your ability to smooth over other people's feelings by using little white lies and omissions.
Boy, how bad is it getting for you guys?
Yeah, no kidding. The upside of this is advice from old people is more likely to be honest, if a little on the painful side.
Yeah, brutally honest.
Yeah. And then, of course, young people just don't pay attention. They just glaze over after the second word, so there you go.
How long does this list go on? Because your ability to do a lot of things declines with age.
It does,
know?
Yeah. Scientific American, U.S. America, reports on a recent study that shows how dwindling impulse control can simultaneously impair your social graces. Well, there you go.
Mighty fine.
That sounds like that ought to be just okay. Florida woman escaped from the Ocala prison 35 years ago, will be paroled for charges that landed her in prison, but she still faces charges on escaping. 56-year-old Paula Carroll was sentenced 5 years ago in prison in 1975 for dealing in stolen property. She and another inmate disappeared 2 months later. The other inmate was recaptured, but it would seem that Paula was not found until April of 2010. Prosecutors have charged her for the escape, offered her a plea deal of 1 year and 1 day behind bars if she'll go for that. So we'll see. Unintended consequence here from the 9/11 tribute. Two beams emanating from Manhattan, known as the Tribute of Light, had to be turned off 5 times to allow migrating birds to continue their journey last week.
I thought you were going
to
say jets. I was going to say at least it'd be ironic, but
yeah, no, the birds were on their way from Canada to the warmer climes of the Caribbean and South America. They don't always fly over New York, and the last time their migratory path coincided with September 11th was in 2004.
You know, I find it offensive, actually, because not everyone can afford to spend winters in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
That's
you
true.
Know, it's an excellent point. And all we're doing is, by turning those lights off, we are making it easier for the birds to get there.
We become enablers.
Yeah. Well, and that makes me think, should I actually be putting hummingbird food out?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because, you know, you're liable to see a little hummingbird with a carpet bag walking on the side of the road.
That's right. That's right. They want to move into your neighborhood and raise taxes.
That's right. All right, now when are we going to
start a homeowners association?
When are we going to stop the immigration of indigent hummingbirds?
That's right, that and frostbite.
When does it stop? HOAs against indigent hummingbirds. Wow, what a bumper sticker that would be.
What aren't they against?
That would just yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Children.
Here's an
basketball goals, rogue trash cans.
That's right.
Fun,
well,
you know, fun spontaneity.
That's it. Fun and spontaneity.
Me.
What's wrong with having a broken styrofoam cooler in the front yard? It only costs $7.99.
That's right.
Would it just kill you to let it stay there? Let's see if maybe it would biodegrade. Is there a problem with that?
I could call it a scientific experiment. Then what are you going to do?
That's right.
Old bitty busybody. It's nothing better to do.
So. And look.
And that cooler had to be bought somewhere, so you were helping the economy of Bentonville, Arkansas.
Well, what if you're helping the economy of a local establishment?
Yeah, that's
true. That's right. Is it okay if I paint the cinder blocks before I put the car up on them? I mean, is there a problem with that?
Yeah, but not too many colors. Not too many different colors because, you know, then...
And then again, remember, if you live on
a... Then you get into the Joe Crab Shack problem.
Yeah. If you live on a corner lot, I see nothing wrong with being able to take a tractor tire and paint it white and put it at the curb.
Ooh, and I live on the corner.
See? I'm telling you. I think that at some point, the government infringement must stop. What?
You guys are showing your age, all of you.
How so?
Well, being ornery, it shows. What was that saying?
I was born ornery.
The older you get, the more ornery you get. My God, what's Scott going to be in another 5 years? I'm terrified.
She's saying ornery or honorary?
I think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Ornery.
Why did I answer the phone?
Not much.
Why did
I
answer
the phone? You knew who it was.
No,
it's not
I
like
didn't.
I didn't look.
I didn't look.
You didn't look. That's why you didn't look.
She just wanted. She just wanted to ping you. Was
yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah, she did.
So.
That's, well, all right. That's the second time in a week. Is that correct?
At least.
Yeah, because we did the GPS thing the other day, right?
Yeah.
Was that last
Friday? I don't
Friday?
Know. I forgot.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of all precious metals, gold, silver, and platinum, is still up. This is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, silver jewelry, sterling flatware, and Rolex watches to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one coin to large collections. We hear others claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we have customers that check around and they come back to us because we pay the most. They also like our fast and friendly service and appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We enjoy selling beautiful jewelry to our friends and neighbors for the best prices around. We are fortunate that we can contribute to many worthy charities in our area, the place we have called home for more than 30 years. We love doing business in the Brazos Valley. We would love to be your jewelry store. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
If you're being bugged by bugs and other pests, call Professional Pest Control. They're locally owned by Bubba Rosencrantz and have been serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding county since 1987. And they'll be happy to rid your life of termites, rodents, ants, roaches, silverfish, spiders, and scorpions. Pretty much anything that bugs you. Monthly and quarterly service is available, and estimates are free at the state-certified Professional Pest Control. Professional Pest Control, for the home and business owner. Call 779-3326.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. LA Times says that John Stewart and Bill O'Reilly planning to do a rematch of their debate earlier this year when John goes on the O'Reilly Factor. That'll be on September the 22nd. That'd be a random Wednesday, I guess, of next week. He's going to plug his new novel, The Daily Show, called Earth, the Book. Mm-hmm. Then the Times says that Bill O'Reilly will also be dropping by John's Comedy Central show on the 27th. With subject matter to be announced. Hey, if you don't have enough violence in your life, it's Death Wish Week on AMC. All five Charles Bronson movies will be shown.
I was wondering why Death Wish 3, with its grand total of one star, was on AMC, which the last time I checked was American Movie
Classics.
Classics.
Not sure, but they're doing that. No comment from the Wild Goose Bar and Grill in Toronto after a woman claimed she found a deep-fried chicken's head inside the takeout wing she had ordered. According to the Toronto Sun, she'd already eaten a pound of wings and ordered a second pound to go. That's a lot of wings.
And then she found the head, huh?
She claimed she made the chicken head discovery back in her hotel room.
Hmm.
You know, she's eating and then wiping on the sheets, right? You know, just anyway. She ordered the second pound. She's eating. Okay. She said that she saved the chicken head and brought it back to the restaurant the next day, beak and all. Manager reimbursed her for the wings. He told her that he was going to call Cisco, who's their supplier. But she said she never got any response to the calls that she made after the fact. Toronto health officials say there's nothing to investigate. You ready for this? You want to know how Canadians are different? Canada law says all parts of a chicken can be sold as long as it's properly cooked. That's all I'm saying.
Curried beak.
Remember if you get chicken fajitas there, it could include all parts of
that. Right. That crunch might not be the taco shell.
Hello.
Hey, she won the special prize. That's what she won.
That's right. There, really. Let's look at it that way.
It's all about perspective.
Family members beside themselves after a New York City police officer ticketed a car of a driver who was already dead in the front seat.
Was
illegally parked in a residential neighborhood of Queens. An hour later, a friend spotted the car, recognized the deceased driver. The car had heavily tinted windows, but family members tell the New York Daily News the police officer could have seen inside and investigated further. Yeah. Ticket was issued in the middle of the night.
At least he could have done is chalked his tire, you know?
Something like that. Yeah. Investigators who interviewed the police found no wrongdoing and voided the summons after they released the vehicle to the family. Cause of death being determined. He had been in rehab for pill abuse. Look, if he's got tinted windows and it's dark, as it said here, middle of the night, you know, you might not see it. Villagers in southeast
China. Might be profiling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, profiling is
wrong.
Yeah. Villagers in southeast China freaking out after more than 160 cobras escaped from an illegal snake breeding facility. The cobras have been popping up in public toilets.
Ooh.
And houses. Yikes. All over the streets. Yeah, no.
Talk about something else to worry about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what a bad description popping up.
Yeah,
oh,
the paper tells
in a toilet.
paper tells of one villager who'd gone into a public toilet.
Yeah, I don't want anything popping up in the toilet.
No, you really don't. It's not a good thing. According to China's Information Times.
Got 2 minutes left in the week. I'm going to try to get us fired. No, I don't think so.
Villager Chai Brown admits having raised nearly 2,000 cobras in an abandoned schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. How do you feed that? Do you walk among the cobras and feed them, or you just dump stuff in there?
No, my question is, does it matter where he's raising them? Does it matter that it's in an abandoned schoolhouse?
I wouldn't think so.
Would we care if it was in an old, you know, gunpowder storage shed?
No, don't really care. Just assume they not have them, huh? But anyway, and I don't know how you... How do you keep them happy? You know, because if they get
You sing to them.
Down on the farm?
Something like, yeah. How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Wong Chi or whatever? All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The U.S.-American Constitution signed in Philadelphia in 1787. Francis Scott Key finished his... Yeah, if we just follow it, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Francis Scott Key finished his poem to the Star-Spangled Banner in 1814. The National Football League was organized in Canton, Ohio in 1920. First episode of MASH aired in 2017. Yeah. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average opened up for the first time since the 9/11 attacks, down 684 points to 89.20. All right, one minute.
I got three new movies in the Bijoux starting today. One gets an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes,
whoa,
and another one gets a 91%.
Whoa, what do we got?
A gets an 84%. Emma Stone, Penn Bagley. I don't know these people, but it's a clean-cut high school student relies on the school's rumor mill to advance her social and financial standing. Gets an 84, and it's in the movie theaters. Okay. And The Town, this is Ben Affleck, John Hamm.
Good.
That looks like a decent movie.
It does,
Yeah.
Not a feel-good hit, but no.
It gets a 91.
Outstanding.
91. But The Devil gets, it's not even rated, but it's, so it must be bad. But it's in the movies, too. That's a new one with...
You know, M. Night Shyamalan needs to go ahead and retire.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like he needs to take his money while he's still got some and just kind of head to the ranch.
Yeah.
He hadn't made a good one in a while.
There you go.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Well, Ellen signed another singer. Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres got another singer for her recording label.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, I don't know his name. All right, we're back on Monday, WTAW.